Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Our phone computer's gone a little screwy. Is Leroy
is
there
Roy
on
still
the
there
phones?
On, all right. On the top, wait, on line 7, Roy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No, line
on
1.
On line 1, good. Hi, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good, you have a comment, Leroy.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, very well.
Perfectly.
Quite well, yep.
Great, so good afternoon, gentle persons. I'm glad to be listening to the show.
Thank you.
I just want to say, as an African-American, being that I am educated, have put myself through school, and you could obviously hear that I don't engage in, let's say, urban colloquialisms when I speak.
Mm-hmm. You think this made a difference in your career, Leroy?
It's made a huge difference in my career.
Yeah. Mm.
And a lot of the difference also comes from engaging in ass play and listening to the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, well, good, yeah. Good, that's great. You really acquitted yourself, Leroy, and how proud you must be. Too bad, Leroy, you just sounded so smart and ended up being so stupid.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 is courtesy of Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle, 703-273-0200 or www.thenumber4farish.com.
The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language and mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
What you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no. Hello, Nazis. God. Bonsoir. I hate them. Bonsoir.
That's the true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware.
Well, there you go, Rob. Sorry.
You say you hate them. But
I do.
Have you ever really gotten to know them?
And I won't.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Vernville.
Don't know them. He's looking at one of them. I hate them.
But listen.
Stop it.
And all the ships at sea, each bigger than a roll of quarters, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Friday. November 21st. And here's the phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. That's our national request line to get on the air. Also, the Michael Jackson defense line, 877-365-3636. Because after you see the mugshot, bang, man, the word that screams is innocent.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at him, clown face.
As Billy Joel sang, an innocent man.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to us in Canada,
take off to the
you don't have an 877 there.
It's a beauty.
One of the many things wrong with your country. But one of the good things is you can call this show at 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. As always, your hotline on WJFK is 202-432-1067.
Hi, Donald. Mike Burbank here.
Hi, Prod.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
stupid.
Shut up.
Did you wash your ass today?
Oh, and hold on.
Someone call for a doctor?
We might need the doctor here today. We've got real business to get to, contest and junk like that at the beginning of the show. But our lead story, ladies and gentlemen, quite often out left field. And there he is, starting again,
yes.
The Iron Man in left field for the Don and Mike Show, Buzz Burbank.
There he is.
Buzz,
yes.
With the real stuff today, the absinthe.
Oh, and then some. Well, you got a ton of it.
Yeah. A giant box from Prague.
Prague in the Czech Republic. A listener, former listener, I guess he's still a current listener, Jacob Freuling. Herr Freuling has sent us a package.
Now, Herr Freuling appears to have delivered to you the goods. The real deal.
This is
deal.
It.
This is the real stuff.
Yeah, spoon and all. Including, he sent a bottle for Mike and a bottle for me. He said that he knew that Don and Rob were not interested in it. Mike had expressed some interest in just, you know, putting a bottle on display.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
So,
absolutely.
So here they are. And in addition to that, here comes a third bottle he mentions.
God, Buzz.
This third bottle, he says, has five times more thujone than any other absinthe.
What is thujone? Is that is that the mojo in absinthe?
Yeah, thujone has a similar chemical structure to tetrahydrocannabinol.
Which is?
THC.
Oh, dear.
And it can be found in 24 direct food additives, according to the FDA. Including various, you know, in fact, even vermouth has a little bit of it in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz has a boner right now the size of Rhode Island.
This is the real stuff
this
here. We did a show a while back. The number one question I've been getting lately is, was Buzz really that whacked out of his mind? I said, yes, he was.
He was, but it was not the real absinthe, the stuff that can make your eyes bleed and your arms fall off.
That stuff I find out now had a pinch of thujone in it, but nothing compared to the bottles that Mike and I were sent. And this third bottle, as I said, has five times
now
the amount of goo in it.
The third bottle you're pointing at right there, does that have the actual wood inside of it like these two?
No, it doesn't have the sprig of wormwood.
Wood in your pants,
yeah.
Buzz?
Yeah, similar to that. No, it doesn't have a sprig of wormwood in it, but it has all the chemicals.
Now, are you going to try this stuff? Because I wanted it for novelty purposes, just to keep the bottle closed, but you're going to try this stuff.
Yeah, I think I will, actually.
And when would that be happening?
Thanksgiving's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good time.
Very good.
He writes an interesting note here. He says, you will not feel anything hallucinogenic from absinthe. He says, it is more of a clear-headed drunkenness with strong amounts of creativity. I have found in my writing and photography skills do get enhanced. It is very pleasant.
Oh, now, now he's just made.
I saw a show once with Marilyn Manson.
Right.
Marilyn Manson was being interviewed.
Right.
And Marilyn Manson brought out these paintings that he had made.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they were kind of abstract, but they weren't that bad. And he mentioned that he was motivated to make these abstract paintings while he was chugging this absinthe stuff that Buzz now has just thousands of bottles of.
Well, I want to thank Jacob. He started listening about 8 years ago. He heard Mike doing Austin Powers on Low Budget Jeopardy and got hooked with the show. And he even had to move to Japan for a while. And while he lived there,
and then he got hooked on Black Tar. And then he got hooked on heroin. And now he's hooked on absinthe.
No, he's actually doing quite well in his career.
So you're gonna open one of those bottles, or
I don't know.
We
did the drunk show already, but I could open it and smell it.
Why don't you just open it, bring it over here, and even I would be curious to,
I'd like to smell it.
Both of them?
Why don't you open the one that's a little easier to open? And that's a pretty bottle.
The really powerful one.
I'll tell you, the one bottle you got there looks like it came from Dracula's castle.
Once it's open, knowing what I know about it, you know.
Bring it over and let's smell it, Buzz.
It's actually pleasant.
Bring a couple of paper cups.
Are we going to need some ice?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to touch this stuff.
Let me smell. Fascinated by this.
It looks so much like scope.
It doesn't smell that nasty.
No.
Does it smell like the other stuff, like Sambuca, that kind of smell?
Yeah, Mike smelled it. It's a combination of mouthwash and
mint and licorice, maybe, but very mild.
Very mild.
Much pleasanter than the other stuff, actually.
Yeah. Horka Lichovina. That's what it says on the label.
And it's 140 proof.
All right, well, who's up for a toast?
It's open. I'm tempted.
I'm not going to touch it. No.
You look like it was close to your mouth.
It was. It was because it smells good. It's licorice-y, you know. It's like
close to your mouth.
I know we're being very dangerous here.
Boy, I'd give it a try, but I am wearing my hard shoes after all.
Yeah, we're both wearing school clothes.
I don't know. I told my wife I'd take her out to dinner tonight, and that involved wearing hard shoes.
Don, I believe that leaves only one person who can have a sample, and I think he's dying too.
But he did it a couple of weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, and you really can't see your hard shoes caked with vomit tonight.
I think one for all and all for one. We should at least have a tea party with it at some point.
Yeah, at some point.
It'd be great. Know, at some point. If I tell you that, Buzz, if you don't blow through all of those bottles, by the time we get back from Thanksgiving...
Yeah, I think we'll be in a holiday mood.
Then
I think
we can have a holiday party in here.
That could be fun. That'd be great.
Now, of course, if you come in on you know, the Monday after Thanksgiving, and you say there's just none left...
I think that's great. Because what will have happened is you'll be able to, over the Thanksgiving holiday...
Test it and report on it.
Do a good test.
Maybe do some writing.
Yeah, a good test. You'll come back and you'll say, "Hey guys, fantastic!"
Right,
and then we'll have a tea party at some point.
Either that, or I'll show up dead.
Very good.
Yeah, your eyes will be bleeding and everything. But
here's to it, and try both of them.
I will.
You know, let us know which is best.
We know you will.
I'm thinking, you know, that big bottle is supposed to have five times, but you know. For my money,
right?
That's the scary bottle right there.
I know this stuff is horribly expensive, so if I may, I just thank you, Jacob, and greenferry.org.
Hello.
That's where he sells it.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don.
Don't even ask. We're not going to do the absinthe show today.
No, not going to happen.
I've got on hard shoes. I had a big deal with my wife today about wearing hard shoes to go out to dinner.
School clothes, right.
Yeah. Anyway, what can we do for you other than drinking today?
I wasn't calling about that. I was calling, just, you know, I'm so excited with all the holidays coming up, and particularly with the family event of Thanksgiving next week. You haven't have any Thanksgiving music lying around there?
There
we go.
You probably don't know this. We've been playing this continuously.
Yeah, in the background. You can't really hear it all the time.
In the background, I've turned it down at certain points of the show because it bothers Mike and it bothers some of our listeners. I find it to be a soothing mantra that puts me in the holiday spirit. I was thinking today when I was driving into work, and I don't know how the weather is around the country, but here in the D.C. metro, it's sunny and about 78.
Couldn't be nicer.
Gorgeous. And I turned on the 97.1 radio station, and they were playing Have a Holly Jolly Christmas, and...
It does not work prior to Thanksgiving.
I tried to compute it in my head for a while, because more than 20 years ago, Frieda and I lived in Los Angeles, and we were out there for Christmas time, so... I do have a bit of limited experience with being when it's warm and it's Christmas,
right.
But it just doesn't work.
Not no, here. It doesn't work before Thanksgiving. It's ridiculous. And I did the same thing, and I was there for less than 30 seconds. Anyway. I heard some jive, you know, and realized that they've blown it. And believe me, that's going to bite them. That's really going to bite them if they did it too early.
All these radio stations across the country. But keep in mind, the Don and Mike Show is your official Thanksgiving station show thing.
That's right.
And we've got this going all the time. As a matter of fact, it is going 24/7.
Yes.
Even when we're not here, we just turn it down.
Right. It's Thanksgiving music.
But like when Ron and Fez come in and Bill O'Reilly. Riley comes in to do his show.
Right.
Oh, and the Bill O'Reilly thing. This is great. This is just a mini rave out for a second about radio. Bill O'Reilly, he's a fake news guy, and he has a fake TV show. Now he's got a fake radio show that's on our station, on lots of the stations that we're on.
Right.
And because he's this big fake guy, he travels around all the place. And good for him. Well, as it turns out, he's in... San Francisco, from what I could garner. The last 2 days he's been in San Francisco. Now, I don't know if he has a radio station, an affiliate in San Francisco.
Right.
I would think if we do, anybody can.
Right.
So he must, and it would be very relatively simple, even if he didn't have an affiliate, to go to a CBS-owned radio station, put him in a room, do a couple of those patch cord things, get him talking into microphones.
Yeah, we've done that. He can do it. Yep.
No, instead what you've got is, you've got him on the telephone. And he announces on the air.
This is Bill O'Reilly with Radio Factor, coming to you today from San Francisco, where I'm in the studios of KKKKKKK.
Right. So he's at a studio, but they have it on phone lines?
Yeah, and he's on the telephone.
Oh, God.
He's on the telephone.
That's not right. That's why this is a great place, and why all of those managers really, really deserved those meetings, those grueling meetings that they just had in the Bahamas.
Gosh, think how annoying that would be if anyone listened.
Good point.
Little did Alan Linewand know that I had it in my notes today. I had already done my research about the managers' meetings that Infinity Broadcasting just had.
They were in the Bahamas, right?
In the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the deal. They get an entire resort. They bring in 400 of these schmucks, and I'm not just talking about the general managers. They even bring in the program directors.
Yeah, which I always thought was bad judgment.
For all of the Infinity stations, they bring them down to the Bahamas. The entire event, from what I could discern, was put together by MTV. It was an MTV production.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, CBS owns everything, including MTV.
Right.
And they had a speaker, a motivational speaker, Pat Croce, the guy who used to own the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay. Right?
And I was talking to Alan before the show today, came up to the office and said, hi, how you doing? Of course, he's just as brown as it can be. He's got that tan.
He's got the super Bahamas tan going.
He's got the tan, and he's telling me what a tough time it was and how much work they had to do. Of course, not knowing that I've already done the research, that I already know where he was at and everything.
Yeah, grueling hard work in the Bahamas.
So then he says, well, no, listen, my tan is from when I was in Florida. And you remember when he was in Florida.
Yeah,
like,
and that tan faded a little
like
bit before he went down. He did some pool time.
I said, this is not a Miami tan that you have. This is a Bahamas tan. And it's okay that you went down there and had a big party. And here's the point. I'm going to call him about this in a second.
Good.
That he said, do you know who our motivational speaker was? No. He said, Pat Croce. You know who he is? I said, sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Right.
He nearly had to have his leg amputated in a bicycle accident.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rock climber. Mm-hmm. He's one of these guys that climbs the sides of buildings.
Right.
He's an adventurer. He's a raconteur.
Mm-hmm.
He used to own the 76ers, and he's one of these guys that, like, says, live every moment to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan said, and I'm going to quote Alan directly now, he said, his message to us was, live every day as if this was it, and include your work in that. Whatever you have to do, don't put it off. Get it done today. If there's a job you have to do, why think, I don't want to do this now, or I don't want to deal with it, I'll wait till next week, do it now. And I said, okay, sounds great. And he said, have a great show,
mm-hmm.
And he left. And I walked down the hall, and he had gone from our office
right
into super producer Charles Broyhill's office.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was walking by, Charlie said, oh, Alan, why don't you just ask Don yourself? And I walked in and I said, what's up? Now, keep in mind, I had just had a 15-minute conversation with this dude.
Right.
He had told me the focal point was this motivational speaker that really got him going about, if you've got something on your mind, you better say it.
Sure.
Well, here's the deal. Charlie says, I'm not going to tell him about this. You tell him about this. As soon as because I heard Charlie say, why don't you ask Don? So I walk in the office, and Charlie goes, well, you tell him. I'm not going to tell him about it. And Alan goes, okay, hey, pal, here's the deal. Now, keep in mind, he had been alone with me
right
for 15 minutes earlier.
You're saying the motivational speaker didn't work.
Yes, because as it turns out, I'm not exactly sure of what the deal was. It was one of those shady Alan radio deals, but he said, how would you and Mike feel about a company making Don and Mike brand hot sauce? Don and Mike XXX hot sauce. I said, I don't know if I'm crazy about that. That sounds kind of cheesy. He said, well, you wouldn't be selling it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, of course we wouldn't, but then why make it?
Right.
He said, well, because they have hundreds of other hot sauces, and they want to make one for you,
mm-hmm.
and put your names on the bottle so that you can give it away on the air. And I'm thinking to myself, well, now, this is worse than, like, dumb Imus with his salsa and stuff.
Right.
We don't want to be known as the DJs who are giving away hot sauce when we've not even had anything to do with, you know,
making it. I mean, it's not like we have a recipe. You know, it'd be one thing if we had some input.
We're not Rick D's. We don't have recipes on our webpage where you go to Chef Boyardee's.
Right.
The whole thing, it's just stupid and silly. And I said, no. I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to maybe make some baseball caps, I'd give away some baseball caps. And he said, okay, I was just thinking if there was anything we could do. And then he walked out of the office.
It's ridiculous.
He walked out of the office, and I said to Charlie,
you realize that he just went to a Jim Jones-like seminar where they fed him Kool-Aid and told him...
Yeah, he's all pumped up.
Yeah, and, you know, they told him that his major malfunction was the fact that he does not deal with things and he has to deal with things, and yet he could not bring it up to me.
Couldn't bring the hot sauce idea to you.
The bad hot sauce idea to me.
God. Now you know why.
Let's call him.
What's he do? Think we're in the food business or something?
Hot sauce. Mike?
No. No.
Okay,
just,
now,
yes, not now.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
So listen, hey. This thing that you had in the Bahamas, this manager's meeting.
Yeah.
It was produced by MTV. Is that the right word that I want to use?
Yeah, that would be right.
Hmm. You have celebrities running around there? Any stars?
No, not really. It was just, you know, production quality. The lighting, the screens, the sound.
You get some pool time?
Personally, no.
You're lying. I saw your tan.
Oh, I thought you meant pool time with, you know. See, when you say pool time.
Yeah, what do we mean?
That's a different scenario. That could be pool time with the big bosses.
No,
getting,
I mean by the
your,
swimming.
Face
did
off.
You spend time by the swimming pool?
Yes, I did.
There you go. Finally an answer.
Yeah. Of course he did.
You know what I used to do when I was little? I'd throw a penny in the swimming pool and then go dive in and try and get it. Alan, did you do that?
That's Rob talking to you, Alan.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
We'll speak later.
So anyway, it's this thing. I can't imagine the CF that you get 400 of these, you know, jerk faces together, and you're all at a resort in the Bahamas, and I guess you guys are getting hammered and wasted every night. And you mentioned you were smoking great cigars down there, and I guess they're trying to build morale up, and they brought that guy Pat Croce in.
Yeah, he's great.
And again, his message, if I'm paraphrasing you correctly, his message was, whatever the problem, whatever the situation, deal with it head on and don't put it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, then how come you didn't ask me about that dumb hot sauce thing when you were in the office? Just along
with totally
me?
Forgot until I saw Charlie.
But if you hadn't forgotten, you would have dealt with it head on.
Of course I would have. I totally forgot.
Was there a kiddie pool for Jay Stevens?
No comment.
Do you like these conclaves, Alan? Do you enjoy them seriously?
You know what? I do. This was this brought a lot of the old Infinity back, and I really enjoyed that.
Was Cameron wearing a Speedo?
No. I saw enough of his legs as it was.
So you maintain that the whole time that we were making I don't want to say awkward, but we were making that small talk that we make sometimes in the office, and you know Alan's body language when he's in the situation, he's half in and half out the door in
right.
the doorway, so that if he needs to retreat, he can make a hasty retreat.
Sure,
but if he needs, there's something he needs to talk about, then he can take the step all the way into the office.
Yeah, it's kind of like you'd use it in a battle strategy.
So he's got the thing, and all of that stuff. You never once bothered to ask me about the dumb hot sauce thing.
I forgot. I swear to God, I forgot.
Who went down there with you, Alan? Who was down there from the station?
Julie and Cameron and Louis Shrek was there.
Boy, so you had all the heavy hitters, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Alan, I want to tell you something. You did such a good job at that conference, I think you deserve a 3% raise.
Hey, I appreciate that.
And
you mean that much?
What kind of entertainment did you have?
What kind of entertainment was
there? Don't answer a question with a question, please.
Besides the hookers...
Were they Bahamian hookers?
You know what? There really wasn't any specific entertainment.
See, he's such a liar.
I mean, Charles Osgood was entertaining.
Oh, really? Would you have a sex show with him? What'd you do with him?
Nah, he just spoke one morning.
Poolside, right? At the pool?
He spoke in rhyme.
He was in a Speedo.
How's he looking? I understand he's looking great, Alan.
He was looking okay.
Somebody told me that I can't out Alan on that. Alan said something to me about the appearance of Mr. Osgood.
Mr. Osgood?
Today, yes.
Yeah, he's a little long in the tooth, is he?
Yeah, he's great.
He's great.
Yeah.
Did you meet the big guy?
Oh, sure.
Big guy was down there?
You mean, did I see him?
Did you see him? Did you shake hands with him?
Of course. I talked to him.
Oh, how is he?
Good.
Did Michael Hughes do his famous banana trick?
What is that?
You haven't been at the party.
You've never been to a party with Michael Hughes?
The one where he lies on his back and puts his feet up in the air.
No, I haven't seen that from Michael.
You haven't. And the reason that all of you executives got to go to the Bahamas, and you were there all last weekend, too. This is like a five-day jobber. The reason that you guys got to go is...
Is your managers?
Yeah, but what's the reason?
Oh, just to get away from our talent for a week.
So that's nice.
All right, well, you're back.
You're killing us with this.
He's a comedian, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the real reason, Alan?
Just to focus on 2004 and all the great things going on in the company.
Right.
And, you know, we don't get a chance to do that very often, so this was our chance.
Did you? Can I ask you one other question about the big guy?
You could ask me anything.
Did you see him poolside?
No, he was only there for, I think, the first night and the next morning.
Oh, okay.
He had to fly back.
Does he wear cufflinks without shirts?
just the cuffs?
Just the
cuffs, yeah. I can see on a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, or like on a Chippendales guy.
Sure, exactly.
Here is a super producer, Charles Broyhill.
I'm curious, were these managers from all over the country?
Yes, they were.
Was it discussed why we only got a 3% raise and the company paid for this trip?
Frankly, Charlie, I think the trip was on trade, but that's between you and me.
They always have an answer, Charlie.
Yeah. All right, Alan. Well,
Charlie, did you ever get to go on one of those trips?
No, I never did.
Oh, you never did.
Well, he would have if he had stayed in the position.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was in the position for over a year, and are these biannually? Or whatever 2 years is.
Every two years.
Hard to believe you're not in that position now. Biannually or whatever these things are.
You know, Charlie, you hung on that microphone just too long.
Too long.
One second.
Alan, what is the number one thing that you learned from this incredible five-day binge that you had?
Do it now.
Yes, please.
Do what? And what are you doing right now to implement this from this five-day binge?
Right now, nothing. I'm waiting for Monday.
You're waiting for...
There you go.
Enough said.
Hey, Alan, if you're not doing anything,
yeah.
How would you like to come in and have some absinthe?
You know, Buzz got his fabulous green fairy from Czechoslovakia, and it's supposed to make you more creative if you drink it.
The real... I'd leave that to you guys.
The real deal, Alan.
You're the creative guys.
Yeah, but we're creative, and I think it would be even more creative if you joined us as someone outside the comedy troupe. If you joined us in here today and did a little experiment.
No, thank you.
Not a chance.
Exactly. Mm.
How about at the holiday party? You think
maybe at the holiday party. That's something else.
I couldn't imagine him any more creative than he is right now.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm sorry. Did you say something, Mike?
All right. Bye, Alan.
Bye, Alan.
See you guys.
We got to play commercials.
See you.
See you.
Bye.
Bye then.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye now. Bye-bye then. Bye-bye then.
He's gone like the wind. Jesus, what a pleasure. Christ. Always a pleasure. Huh? So it's do it now. So what are you going to do today? I'm going to wait until Monday.
Start it Monday.
That is great.
Because the guy's whole message was don't put things off. Yes, hi,
Joe. Have you noticed when we have Alan on the show that everybody comes in here and wants a little microphone time?
Here he is, Joe. Hi, Joe.
I just wanted to say that I make hot sauce every morning. Hot brown sauce. Joe's hot brown sauce.
Now, all right, get you, out, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Get out of here, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Joe's hot brown sauce.
Hello. Are you there, caller?
That's pretty gross, what Joe just said. Now I'm thinking about it.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi. There you go. There are the phones kicked in. Hi. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, the hot sauce is a stupid idea. John Boy and Billy, these rednecks down in the South, have their grilling sauce.
Yeah,
it's jive.
You know, that's an area that fortunately Mike and I have never entered into is the entire, you know, buy the coffee mug.
Right,
and then,
don't do that.
And the peanuts and the hot sauce.
Right.
And the hot sauce. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hot sauce, huh?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce, huh? Yeah, first it's the internet, now it's hot sauce. What's next? Don and Mike sauce is linked. What's next? Don and Mike ice cream. I mean,
right.
What's next? Don and Mike on a side of a freaking NASCAR being plowed into the wall at 2,000 miles an hour being driven by Lisa Herndon. And guess what you want, Daddy Boy? You famous, soulless, crooked little bitch. I hope you die.
Thank you.
That was well done.
Thank you very much.
I enjoyed that.
Call. Very
wonderful
nice.
Call.
On today's show, we're going to be giving away the dinner on the Mayflower. The voting is done at WJFK.com.
Good.
On the Don and Mike page. We have a winner.
I'll tell you that the, well, no, I'm not going to give you the clue on that. We'll announce it in a moment. Also, we'll be giving away the airfare today.
All right.
Calling the winner for that whole thing with the National Lampoon and something to do with Thanksgiving.
Right.
And Joe Ardinger has been driving the Jeep. Mike, it's a brand new Jeep.
It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7 liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Now, back to you, Don Geronimo.
Now look at that! Look at that! You got you had.
Did
like
you think I wasn't ready?
3 seconds. No,
I was kind of like slouching and looking over, and rubbing my eyes.
I knew
you.
You had it there.
Uh-huh. Really?
It's your go-to.
Yeah.
You know what it's like? It's like when you watch those NFL coaches when they have the plays shoved in the front of their pants,
right?
In a plastic thing.
I didn't have it shoved exactly there. It was shoved somewhere else.
Yeah. But nonetheless, we're giving away a Jeep.
Yep.
We'll give away another key for this Jeep, and not to turn you off from this contest, but our own Joe Ardinger, who just came in a moment ago and made that fantastic joke about Joe's brown sauce.
Joe's hot sauce, yes.
Joe is driving the car right now.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's test driving the car, the very car that we'll be giving away for a couple of weeks.
Right.
So not only do you have the chance to win the car, but you'll have a chance to win the aroma that is Joe Ardinger.
Exactly.
And we'll have Joe come in here in a couple of seconds and tell you what the car is like. And we got to hit a break, and I've got too much here. Let me just end this break with one item. Christmas, as you know, is 36 days away.
About that.
And as far as I'm concerned, there's only one gift, whether it be for me, for Mike, for Buzz, for Rob, or for your loved ones. And I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and now there's a review of this, and I think you're going to agree with the review of this product from Entertainment Weekly Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The gift, that, of course, that everybody wants is the first season box set of the CBS sitcom The King of Queens.
Amen.
Yes, please. Now, I think you'll agree with me when I read you this this review in Entertainment Weekly magazine.
Uh-huh. Right.
The first season of this show with Lisa Remedy and Kevin James, the CBS working class comedy has blossomed into the funniest program on the air.
Really? Yeah, oh, absolutely.
As with a lot of great TV shows, you expect to see some growing pains when revisiting the debut season. But outside of a few extreme characters, it's pretty much comedic royalty from the get-go.
Wow. Who wrote this?
Entertainment Weekly.
Wow.
Extras on this DVD box set. A pilot commentary track informs us that Leah Remini didn't like her makeup. Better is the Just Having Fun featurette, in which Kevin James explains how NBC passed on the show because they thought the characters were too dumb.
Huh.
Who's stupid now? And the Entertainment Weekly rating on this, incidentally, I'll give you a couple of other ratings just so you can judge. This is from the brand new one that just came out today.
According to Jim, get an A++?
Well, this is just a DVD and video. X2, X-Men United. Mm-hmm. I think everybody would agree that's a great movie. That got a B+.
Mm-hmm.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang has just been released on DVD. The Walt Disney classic.
Great movie.
That got a B.
Okay.
What? The King of Queens first season DVD received an A. So if you want to, listen, I'll give you a couple of seconds. If you want to run out.
Okay, Entertainment Weekly.
If you want to run out and cancel your subscription to Entertainment Weekly magazine, that's okay with me. I'll understand that. That's
duh and duh.
That's
yeah.
Fine.
Man. Wow.
Anyway, funny.
That's a little odd.
That's funny. But anyway, keep them coming. And I know all of you listeners, you're so great. Every year, Mike and I get literally hundreds of gifts here at the station.
For Christmas.
A big, gigantic bag. And don't worry about duplication, because you can never have enough copies of the first season box set.
Absolutely.
Of The King of Queens.
Thank you for your wonderful gifts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Right now.
What?
Right now.
Right now what?
Can I take you to break?
Can you take us to break? Sure.
Yes. Okay.
Go ahead. Be a man. Do it.
Don and Mike Show, WTFK, Asian Hall, go to break.
Hold on. What did you say? You said Don and Mike Show, WJFK, but we're a national show. We're a regional, coast-to-coast national show.
Are you there?
Yes.
So you got to say it like that. You got to say the regionally broadcasted coast to coast Don and Mike show will be right back.
I was doing my Tom Gavin impression.
I know you were. Let's try it now, just doing your impression.
The regional Don and Mike national broadcast show. Go to break.
He's doing his Tom Gavin.
Okay, now, are you pretending? Are you playing the tarred card?
Yes.
Okay, do it seriously.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, listen, what's your name?
Giles.
Giles?
Giles?
Yes, yes.
Giles.
Giles.
Are you a butler?
All right, Giles, let it go from the top, but do it seriously.
The national syndicated radio show.
Right, there you go.
Hammerhead.
Oh, dear. Eat me, Giles. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I got to use the John.
Why don't you go when we drop Spence off?
I didn't have to go there. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, right, P. Anyone want a soft serve?
The Don and Mike Show.
Lost it for a second.
Did you
there.
Wash your ass today?
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Lost it for a second. Loading in the Jim Skin music here. This Michael Jackson picture. Just before we get to Jim.
Horrible, isn't it?
Spooky. You know, you wouldn't send that out if you were... I can't imagine the situation you'd want to send out the creepiest possible looking picture of yourself. But you would think... When you've been hauled in...
That's courtesy of the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department. Yes.
As a pedophile, and they've got you, you're in the handcuffs, you would think that maybe you would apply a little foundation or something to make yourself look a little less freakish.
I don't think he needs to apply any more foundation.
No.
I think perhaps remove a little.
Last night I was watching CNN. I don't tape stuff. I just watch stuff because I flip around all the time. And I had... Jermaine Jackson on the telephone defending his brother. And we've had Jermaine Jackson on our show before, and we know what a bright, well-spoken young man he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I about fell out of the chair when he dropped the F-bomb twice.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Like he's angry?
Yeah. He said, "This is effing ridiculous." And the anchor said... We're on with Jermaine Jackson, obviously upset about the way his brother's being treated.
And did it get right on?
And then he said, yeah. And he said, it's an effing lynching. That's what it is.
Wow.
And they said, we want to thank Jermaine Jackson for joining us.
Yeah. Wow.
And Mike, yesterday you were asking the question, what kind of idiot parent, you know, you've asked this for a couple of days.
Yes, exactly.
What kind of idiot parent would send their kid? Well, last night on Fox, on Fox News, they had a woman. They found the woman who sent her kid out.
Is this the woman, the mother of the...
No.
Or just another woman? Then?
This is the woman who has sent her kid to Neverland Ranch and is willing to go on television and say, yes, I sent my kid there. There was nothing bad about it.
Right.
Michael Jackson's a good guy. Of course, they didn't mention, and Buzz, I know you got this in the news today, his secret room.
Oh, stick around for that. Oh, man, I can't wait.
Everybody, stick around for the details of the secret room.
Oh,
my God.
You know, I think the buzz part of the show is an important part. I'm not going to go with that now, but, yeah.
Wow.
The secret room that the cops almost didn't find, right?
Right.
That's how hidden it was?
In fact, for all we know, maybe they didn't. We don't know what the cops, and they haven't said what they found and didn't find. This information is from a long time ago. Actually.
Well, Michael Jackson's secret room.
Oh, boy.
Joining us now, as he does once a week, today is Friday, the inventor of the world's greatest website, www.mrskin.com. Here is Jim McBride, Jim McSkin. Hey, Jimmy, sorry we didn't get to you yesterday.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, this Michael Jackson thing, we're nuts. Everybody's nuts about it. Not that I'm interested.
No pun intended about it either.
And most of your people on your site are women.
Right.
Do you have? I know that LaToya has been nude. Mm-hmm. If I was to type in Janet Jackson on MrSkin.com, would I get anything?
Yes, you would. She did a last year on HBO. She did a special.
Oh, yeah, you had this on the show, right? Yeah. I remember that, right?
Janet live in Hawaii, and it flipped us out. We were unprepared when it aired the first time. I just never dreaming that her live concert would feature little music video things with her naked, so we had to wait till it aired again to tape it, but we got it and have the pics and clips at the same
time. There you go. Yeah, he delivers. He always delivers.
And I forgot about that because she was doing costume changes, some of which were caught on camera, and there was one scene where you do see those giant jugs on the skin.com.
I mean, very clearly, right?
Yeah, we had the pictures on the show.
Very good.
You got it. All right, Jim, we're on a time thing today.
Right, yeah, let me run through.
Let's get to it. Is there anything in the theater this week?
Well, there actually is. 21 Grams, it stars Sean Penn and Benicio Del Toro. It is new in theaters this weekend. Now, Naomi Watts is in this movie. Now, she was the hot blonde in The Ring. She also had the great lesbo scene in Mulholland Drive with Laura Harris.
She is a hottie.
Yeah, and she's from the UK, so she's not afraid to get naked. And in the opening scene, you see her breast. And an hour and 45 minutes in, during a sex scene with Sean Penn, you see her topless again. So another great skin turn here for Naomi Watts. This is good nudity in 21 Grams.
You know, Jimmy, we were just talking about this movie Mulholland Drive on the show just a couple of days ago.
Best lesbian scene I've ever seen.
But an impossible movie to sit through if you're going to sit and watch a movie like... Every time I've seen it, I watch it, and I try to follow the plot.
Well, what's great about Mulholland Drive, and I think Jim will agree with
and
this,
you can't do it,
is the lead-up to that. You see them walking around in their little tight sweaters, and especially the brunette. I forgot what her name is, Jim.
Laura Herring.
And you watch her, and you see her in this sweater, and you're watching it and watching it and watching it, just thinking, man, I would like to see her out of that sweater, and you get that. You get the payoff, and I think that's the best thing about that.
Right, and the thing is, it's 2 hours into the movie, and it's a nutty movie, and it is, you're right, it's hard to sit through sometimes, it's a great payoff.
Any chance to see Naomi Watts nude? Now, in this movie, The 21 Grams, this movie, does she show just boobs or bush?
Yeah, breasts. Breast. Yeah.
Well, they're lovely.
Yes.
We've seen them before. Okay, so that's in the theater.
Yes. Also, Gothica. It's the new Halle Berry movie, which they've been hyping the crap out of. And, and I got caught up in the hype, and I'm a little embarrassed I let this happen. Back in April, they leaked these stories where there was this woman's prison scene where all these girls were going to be showering, including Halle Berry, and couldn't believe Halle would do this.
Oh, I think
this.
You mentioned that to
us. I did. I was on the air talking it up, like, don't miss this movie when it comes out. Well, guess what? It comes out, and there's tons of nudity, but it's all anonymous prison babes, and they're not the good, what I envisioned prison babes to look like. They're what probably real prison babes. They went with the realism that I don't really want to see in a prison babe movie. And Halle, she doesn't get naked. She even admitted in an interview her and Penelope Cruz chickened out and wore underwear. And then there's even a scene where she takes her top off and she turns her back. So no Halle nudity in Gothica. Just so you guys make sure you knew this, no nudity in The Cat in the Hat either.
Hey, we don't see that fabulous Michael Myers nude scene?
No, not at all. And then speaking of Cat, new on DVD this week is Cat Chaser, a 1989 movie starring, it's on DVD for the very first time, and it stars Kelly McGillis, who had just hit it big a few years earlier in Witness, the Harrison Ford Amish flick.
Oh, that's right. She's the Amish girl, and you never really get to see in that movie what her body is like.
Yes, you
do. Oh, my God.
Yes, she shows her breasts in Witness. It's a real nice scene when Harrison Ford spies on her.
Hold on. Walk me through that again, because I remember her wearing almost the nun outfit and the little kid that goes to the police station with Harrison Ford and spots the guy who did it. When does Kelly McGillis take her top off in that movie?
Well, there's a scene where Harrison Ford is walking around her home. And
he walks in on her, right?
Yeah, he kind of accidentally sees her. She's like doing the old-fashioned... she's about, ready to take the old-fashioned bath that they do, and she was topless. It's a real nice scene. It was actually the first
movie
she was naked in.
I remember that.
I don't, but I'll tell you what. If you go to MrSkin.com right now and type in Kelly McGillis, and you go to this movie Cat Chaser...
Oh, boy.
You see
it?
Wow.
Yeah, real quick, I wanted to explain just so everyone knows this. Cat Chaser was originally filmed as pretty much an X-rated movie.
Wow.
And there is
shocker.
There is a scene an hour and 4 minutes in where her husband comes in with a gun, forces her to strip, and in the unrated version, which is amazing for a mainstream actress, she has her legs completely spread, and it's like a perfect gyno shot, like unbelievable. the DVD, the DVD, they put out as an R-rated version, so it doesn't have that scene. So I sent you guys the unrated scene and the one you'll see on the DVD, so you can see the difference.
Well, and I see in the unrated one. Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that's like up in the stirrups.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. People, it freaks, you know, especially after she had just been in Witness and Top Gun, and then she does this movie. Just mainstream actresses don't spread their legs for the camera like that, you know?
Wow, nice. You know, that scene from the movie with Harrison Ford, I guess it's just gone from my memory, but nice cans on her in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Can you get the unrated version?
Yeah, you can, but it's you're going to get it on video. You're not going to get it on DVD.
Kelly McGillis, always good. Now,
yeah.
Jim, I don't know where you want to go here, because we got three more left. And
yeah, well, real quick, Pretty Baby is out on DVD for the first time this week.
Don't you want to send that to Michael Jackson?
Well, you know, with all the controversy about the Brooke Shields and her playing a prostitute and all the stuff from that movie, people forget that Susan Sarandon has three great nude scenes in this movie.
And she's got the best.
This was her at the top of her game, on the couch, doing, you know.
Scene? Look at this. She's cradling.
Yes.
She is cradling her left bosom.
Mm-hmm.
She is licking her finger, and you know that her fingers are going to go right from there, right to the the sensitive where milk comes out.
It's amazing. Keith Carradine's doing the photography there, and it's a great scene. So I just wanted people to know this is Susan Sarandon at the top of her game. Great nudity, and the movie Pretty Baby is out on DVD this week.
And do you still think that she has the best back in the day in her day the best natural rack in Hollywood?
Right up there. She's right up there. It's hard to say. Jamie Lee is always going to be fighting for that position.
That's true.
But Susan Sarandon's definitely up there. And last thing I wanted to tell you guys. I had been looking for this movie for a long time. Patty Duke, who you all know from the Patty Duke Show from 1963 to 1966, where she played the twins, the identical cousins, I should say. Very few people know that she ended up getting naked in 1982. She did a movie called By Design.
I'm not sure I'm excited about this.
Stand by for some nude pictures of Patty Duke.
I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. I was going to say, this isn't so much for the sexuality of it. It's the fact that it's Patty Duke getting naked.
This is anti-eroticism
right,
here.
So, just wanted to let you know, this week we put the pics up of Patty Duke naked, a great find, impossible to find, and we got pretty much DVD quality pics from the movie.
Yeah,
and
breastfeeding pictures.
Yeah, I guess looking at her breasts, you're thinking Dukes of Hazzard, but it's not the greatest scene, but it's a proud accomplishment.
Take a look, Mike. I know you've always wondered what they look like. Patty Duke.
They're not horrible.
No, they're not horrible.
Oh, no, they're horrible.
One's bigger than the other.
Those are awful. It looks like vomit would come out of those.
Oh, my God.
Not milk. And now Buzz, who's actually on the website there, see, Mike and I just get pictures that Jim sends over and they print out. Is that Patty Duke breastfeeding?
Yes. Yes, it is.
The same movie.
Mike, you've got to look at Buzz's screen on Buzz's computer. If you want to know what really turns me on, that's what gets me going.
Is that real? What the hell is that? I mean, it can't. All right. Maybe it's Michael Jackson. The whole thing's got to be weirded out.
Damn, sexy. I got to fan myself.
Hey, Jim, you got anything else?
How do you top a Patty Duke? Oh, top of a breastfeeding?
A palate cleanser? You go right back to Susan Sarandon. That's what you do.
Now, that's it, Jimmy. Great report this week.
All right, guys.
Go to www.mrskin.com. You can see Naomi Watts from the new movie. You can see her in Mulholland Drive. You get Patty Duke. Patty Duke. And also, Patty Duke is gross. And Susan Sarandon. Jimmy, thanks. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Jim Skin, always something unique.
Jimmy McSkinny.
Something beautiful, like Patty Duke's boobs.
Website is www.mrskin.com. Now, listen, don't fool yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that I'm not going to go to mrskin.com, which I go to all the time. Anyway.
Right.
It's a go-to site.
Right.
And I'm not going to take one of these pictures of Patty Duke topless
right.
and pull it out and just send it as an attachment
on an email to some friends of mine. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the best thing about MrSkinChick.com, right, is that if there's a friend you haven't spoken to in, you know, God knows how long, mm-hmm, that it's one of those great things that you're sending. And I'm sure everybody gets this spam email all the time, and sure, it's not even intended to spam. It's just you have friends that send you jokes and send, right, you pictures that, right, really just aren't funny. Mm-hmm. This, I don't send out stuff, but this is something that I would send out, like, hey, do you remember the Patty Duke show?
Check this out.
Open this one right now.
Through life breaker.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, Buzz, I don't know if I would send the pictures of the baby
no,
actually nursing.
No.
No, what you want to do is you send that other picture, and then you have a little absinthe.
And remember this about Patty Duke. A hot dog makes her lose control.
Yeah.
If you remember the theme to that song. Yeah. Sure.
How did it, was it, that, you were very Rob-like there.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. A hot dog makes her lose control. What a perfect pair. Because they're lesbos. Are two of a kind. There was a time.
The Patty Duke Show.
Yeah.
That's how long it is. I had forgotten the song.
Do you remember when they really got mad at us?
Right.
Back when we were doing our morning zoo.
Right.
When we had a feature called the Patty Duke Show.
They walk, mm-hmm, like guys. They talk like guys. They really like each other's thighs.
What a perfect pair. Because they're lesbos. A couple of lesbos that you'll find. They walk like guys.
They talk like guys.
They really like each other's thighs.
You could lose your mind when lesbos are two of a kind.
I remember it. You remembered it. That's great.
And
oh, my God.
The real words, of course, you know, a hot dog makes her lose her mind.
Lose control.
Yeah, right. Right. Lose control, right. And do you remember the trouble we got into?
Yeah.
We sang that song on the air.
They hated us for that.
And now you can go to MrSkin.com and see those chewed on dog toys. You ready, Mike? Here we go.
Cause they're lesbos. A couple of lesbos and you'll find.
They walk like guys.
They talk like guys.
They really like each other's thighs.
You should lose your mind.
They're doing a whole thing.
Yeah. The verse. Then they're going to sing a hot dog makes you lose your mind here. Hot dog. Hot dog. Hot dog makes you lose control. Not to be confused with Sonny Jurgensen, lap dog. Sonny is a lap dog.
Mm-hmm.
She is a hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Lap dog.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
Hi.
How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Buzz, what's up, Buzz?
Hey, how you doing?
Buddy.
Hi.
I'm great. Hey, Don, what? On the local news station up here in Baltimore, there was a lady that came on the air that bragged about how her and her son spent the night with Michael Jackson.
Perhaps was the lady that I saw as well. Was it Channel 13?
Yeah, the black lady with the huge afro in the picture.
Yeah.
Dude, her son is going to be a fag, known as the fag of the school from now on.
All right, thank you.
Oh, dear.
And that's exactly, incidentally, when I was watching Channel 13 in Baltimore, that's exactly how the anchor person, mm-hmm, signed off, you, mm-hmm, know, because they got the guy in the box.
Shame, because he'll now be the fag of the school.
Well, that's right.
Coming up, we've got weather.
Bob Dirk's got a good-looking weekend for us.
Right.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one state that bans... Okay. There is one. I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building. Great.
They have very nice teeth. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Okay, calls And then the winners for the contest that we've got like two winners to get to today. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
What's going on?
Hey, you're on the air.
All right. Hey, it's Balls on Chin Man.
Balls on Chin Man.
Balls on Chin.
Hey, how you doing, Balls on Chin Man?
Hey, T-Bag.
Nickname, Rob?
No, Rob, I don't. I would have to vote no on that because I believe he's the guy who just called and would always end his calls by saying, Balls on Chin.
No, I'm the original Balls on Chin guy from like 5 years ago.
You're identifying I might be,
sliding
that.
Sir, I was for you.
Hey, Balls on Chin guy. Duh.
But that's it. You were outvoted by Rob, then Mike, and I think even Buzz gave you the old thumbs down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from Las Vegas, Nevada. Michael Jackson is a gay. We now return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast.
That guy that calls with that voice.
Just short. That's what I call him. Just
Hello.
Short.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, John and Mike, this is Jacob. You mentioned my website earlier.
Oh, are you the guy that sent Buzz the absinthe?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, thank you, Jacob.
Thank you, Jacob. Very nice, very generous.
Yeah, no problem. It's the least I can do. You guys have entertained me for years.
Jacob, you're pretty knowledgeable in the ways of this green fairy.
Oh, yeah. I've been drinking it for a while now.
Well, what can you tell us about it?
Well, it's not going to give you any hallucinations like, you know, walls morphing or anything like that, but it kind of makes you more creative and with writing and
Buzz
drawing.
Close
sniffing
the bottle.
It.
Look, the guy starts talking about it, and Buzz goes right to the bottle, starts opening it, sniffing it.
Which is the better stuff, Jacob?
That's the stuff with the darker color that I sent you, the stuff that says the green fairy on the left.
I pack. Knew it, right? See, Buzz, you said the other stuff was five times, but this stuff is definitely, I know, just by looking at it, it looks like the heavy-duty stuff.
You're talking about quality or intensity or both, Jacob?
Well, I'm talking about mostly taste. The Absinthium 1792, that's the stuff which I think has got to have a lot stronger of a thujone level. Judging by what the company...
Listen, Jacob, excuse me for a second. Let me just cut to the point. I think I speak for Buzz and all of us when I ask, which one of the bottles will get you the effed up the fastest?
The Absinthium will.
Yeah. Oh, the Absinthium will.
The
okay.
one that's not as good a quality, but more intense.
But the other stuff tastes better.
Yeah, the other stuff tastes better, and it'll have a little bit more of a alcoholic kick to it.
All right, okay. Now, when you drink this stuff, what do you do? Is it like getting high? Is it like getting drunk? What is it like?
No, you kind of drink it slow. You fill the glass half up with the absinthe, and then the rest of it you pour half a glass of ice cold water over a sugar cube, and so it's kind of half and half. You lower the alcohol level by half, and you just sip it with your friends.
What if you just went over to the newsroom during a commercial break and opened the bottle and put it up to your lips and took a good swig?
You'd be set. You'd have a great show for the rest of the day.
So it would work that quickly?
Yeah, it works real quick.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah, it rocks. It really rocks.
We're bad, aren't we?
We
it
are.
It is so tempting. So if Buzz was to take, like, just one big shot of that absinthium,
he'd be crazy.
He wouldn't be crazy, but it would be a creative Buzz. Not that he's not creative otherwise.
That's fine.
All right, thank you, my friend.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks
All right,
a lot.
Thanks for listening.
You rock, okay? Jacob. Thanks a lot.
Very kind.
Thank you for
Jacob.
Sending that to Buzz.
Listen to Buzz. You're very kind.
Well, he is.
You are
generous.
Buzz.
Big fan
That's
of the show.
That's enthusiasm for Buzz. I know, ladies and gentlemen, I know Buzz fairly well. That's Buzz really being enthusiastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're too kind.
You know, and here's...
Don, Mike.
Hi. Listen, hold on a second. Here's my dilemma.
Your kindness astounds me.
That on one level now, I have to admit, now that it's the real thing... I'm slightly interested, but I still have that other big, giant side of my brain that's reminding me of when it was here before.
That it's like brain damage?
Yeah, saying like your
LSD,
arm...
LSD, bad acid.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right.
I'm still afraid, but I don't mind having our food taster.
take it for the weekend.
It has that mystique. I tell you what, well, here's a compromise. We've already done the drunk show. We don't want to do that again. Yeah, it's been done.
Maybe
but,
not.
But,
maybe.
You know... Maybe just like he said, one shot, and then stop, and just put it away.
Because you know that's what we wanted
How about
to do.
Two shots. All right, go ahead and have a shot, Buzz.
Take a swig.
He wants to. Yeah. He's wanted to for the whole show, and it's Friday. What the hell?
Ahead, Buzz.
All right, and
Hey, Don.
Hold on. Buzz is just drinking his absinthe.
One swallow. That's actually pretty good.
It has good flavor to it?
Now, that wasn't a real chug.
It was one swallow. I'm going to take another swallow now.
Another swallow.
The two of them together should be about a shot.
Okay.
Very good. All right.
And
I love the way you look. He
his head back like, he's taking a pill. Yeah.
Heron style. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Buzz, when did this happen to you? Yeah. When did this go on? This
long before
great.
You met him, Mike.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Long before
I don't know why mm-hmm. it brings me such joy mm-hmm. to watch you do that, but it
because I've just been so uptight for so long, and it's time to blow the lid off that.
No, you haven't,
you know,
Buzz.
I'll tell you, that last show we did when you did that, I've had a lot of fun doing this show for years and years. That had to be one of my most enjoyable days, and I'm feeling that same thing again.
Did it just get 8 degrees warmer?
There you go.
Now we're done.
At some point, just give me like hand signs to let me know how effed up you are.
Okay.
Right now, you still feel normal?
Yeah, mostly yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the proof on that?
140, 70% alcohol.
My God.
But unlike before, you've not had an entire bottle or half a bottle. You've only had 2 swigs.
Right. Well,
that's the real stuff we should point out.
About a shot, you know.
That's the heavy-duty stuff.
Just for cruising.
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike. I'm sorry. Eric, we were talking to Buzz. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, no problem, buddies. Hey, when you guys come up Baltimore next week, will you have Dave Modell in studio? Hey, and Don, one other thing.
Yeah.
My mother's a number 3 drinking whore. Eject, goddammit, eject.
He likes doing that.
He sure does.
He just loves controlling his own call.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Yeah, we'll be in Baltimore, I think, a week from Thanksgiving.
And will Modell be on?
I believe David Modell's coming down that
a week from the Friday after Thanksgiving.
No,
right?
It's been moved to Thursday.
Thursday.
December 4th.
Moved to Thursday. Oh. Is that a problem?
No.
Oh, okay. Hello, Don and Mike. Is it really?
No. Okay. No. Why would it be a problem?
I didn't know. Sometimes
problem. I live for problems.
Sometimes things are problems with you. I don't know. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
Well, I'm listening to Buzz here, and evidently he's into the bottle of absinthe again.
Yeah, he is.
I know.
You know, I just got out of rehab like 2 months ago.
Hey, God, how you doing, Rush?
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
I wasn't in there for the OxyContin. I was in there for the, the sauce. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you guys personally responsible if I relapse.
No,
here.
Don't do that. No, come on. You might want to turn the show off.
You sound high right now.
How long sober?
Thanks.
How long sober now?
I got 107 days.
Good for you. That's excellent. Keep it up.
Good job.
Yeah
you might want to turn the show off today.
Yeah.
What do you mean turn it off?
Well, because we're probably going to be
jerks.
We're
man.
Probably no. going to be talking about Buzz when he gets buzzed. I don't want you to relapse.
Okay. Well,
okay.
What I was supposed to listen to? Okay, fine. I'll switch over to the other station to listen to Rush. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, on second thought, you know, go drink a 6-pack.
That was the guy's response.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you nice when you were sober? I mean, when you were drunk?
No.
Well, I mean, I was a jerk, and I'm still a jerk, but I.
Were you more of a jerk when you were drinking?
What I did was I went out in public and made an ass of myself. Now I just make an ass of myself on the radio.
Yeah!
You know, if you have to relapse, drink beer. It hardly counts.
Okay. Yeah. See you later.
All right, man.
You've got a very captivating laugh in a kind of Michael Jackson kind of way.
Bye-bye, then.
No, okay, that's a low blow, dude.
Yeah, okay, dude.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah. Later.
Bye-bye
it's
now.
It's kicked in.
Buzz.
Has it really buzzed?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
but
pleasant.
But now you don't sound...
No, no, and I'm not going to, and I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm through.
I'm not going to drink anymore.
Okay, so I'm a little nervous.
The tongue is maybe a little thick. The tongue has already gotten thick.
Like I said, I just felt it kick in. It's an oddly familiar feeling.
I was talking to somebody about this last night, about the show where you were like, and the thing that's great about this, ladies and gentlemen, we are not faking this. He is really, his tongue has already gotten thicker in like... 5 seconds and now he's laughing.
Now it'd be
so real.
It's a good time now for us to ask him to create for us.
Yes, yes. What would you wish to him for him to create?
I don't know, a poem?
I know what he likes doing. He likes writing commercials.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Right? True. He does. It's one of his passions. Writing commercials. I'm not kidding.
Buzz, you're killing me.
What?
Just I'm looking doing... at him is making me laugh my ass off
I'm not
today.
Doing a thing. I'm
I know.
Sitting here.
Your eyes. You are already. It did hit. Would that effectively be, as far as anything that you've ever consumed, of an alcoholic beverage, would that be the quickest reaction time, do you think?
The smallest amount with the most results. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the biggest effect.
Very good. Well, yeah. I agree, Rob.
Wow.
It's going to take more, Rob.
Yeah.
It's going to take more?
Yeah, and like I said, we did that already.
Yeah, we did. I mean, you don't want to go back to something that was just phenomenally funny.
You know what? Let him try it today, and we'll have the tea party when we come back from Thanksgiving.
We'll coast on this, and that'll be
get
fine.
Why don't we just, I agree. We'll have one more shot, and then we'll be done with it.
Because, see, really, this is selfish for me. I am scared S-less of this.
Of this stuff?
Yes, but if Buzz drinks it, and his eyes don't fall out and
right,
stuff,
right.
I'd be willing to drink it.
I don't think he's afraid.
Be not afraid.
You kill me.
You want to, before we wrap this whole thing up, you want to just knock one more
back? I'd like to coast on this for a while. Okay. I don't want to lose control. I've got to stay in control of this.
Okay.
As best I can.
Just one more sip.
Just one tiny.
Now? Yeah. You don't want to wait a little while?
Just one more.
Just one more sip.
It's going to give me a terrible reputation.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's listen. Oh, he's going for the bottle right now.
Here we go again.
Here we go.
This is not going to be as bad as last time. Hi, Charlie. Here we go. Hi, Charlie. What are you doing in here?
Can I get a cup?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You want to try some?
Yeah, I'll have one.
Lisa's expressed an interest as well.
What are we doing here? This is amazing. Everybody's like into this now.
Okay.
Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie Broyhill's going to drink Asmith.
Absinthe.
What did I say?
Asmith.
Asmith.
What have you been drinking?
And I'm not effed up.
That's a position. Hey, I'd like to do the Asmith.
So Charlie's going to drink it, and so is his wife, Lisa.
I guess they're looking to get their weekend started early.
That's crazy. Now, this would be a good weekend to try to have a kid, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to be drinking Asmith.
Yeah, go for it.
Have sex. Oh,
there's Charlie.
Tonight.
Go ahead and pour it. I've already wiped off the inside and the outside of the neck. And, with all that alcohol, there'll be no germs. Just a shot. A shot for you, a shot for Lisa. Should be funny. That looks like a good shot right
He's
there.
He's loco already. Yeah.
Oh, it's Buzz. Right,
there he goes.
Yeah,
he's loco, man.
I feel like painting.
Yeah, I feel like painting.
Do you really? Or are you just now you're kidding?
No, I'm just
kidding. Now, here's Charlie. Charlie's got his.
Now, Charlie is really not a drinker. He's
not a
bit of a teetotaler.
When Charlie does drink, though, I'll tell you, he goes for the Long Island iced teas, and Charlie pounds them.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, let it happen, Charlie. Down the hatch. And how did it taste?
Okay. Oh man, come on.
I don't drink much.
Yeah, that's true.
I know you don't.
It's strong stuff. It's pretty much alcohol.
Pretty strong?
Yes, it is.
He's got it propelled
My
water.
My eyes are watering.
Your eyes are watering.
He's chasing it with a little flavored water.
Whoa.
There we go.
The epidemic spreads.
Now I'm dying to try it.
It's good stuff.
God, I'm dying to try it. But I'm so afraid of it.
Don't be.
It's very NyQuil-like.
Yeah, I think if you don't drink too much, there's no problem with it. Listen to me.
I'm going to get you a cup.
I got to call my mommy first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mine encouraged me.
I won't be doing that.
Oh, come on. If I do, you
do. No, I won't be doing that. No, not tonight.
Please? What do you got tonight? You got a date tonight?
Yeah.
Sure. So do I. That's why I'm wearing hard shoes.
Huh?
New shirt.
No, actually old shirt.
Cherokee.
Old shirt that didn't fit. No. It's on sale, like very cheap at Lord & Taylor's.
Nice.
I think I'll wait as well. I think I'll just.
Hey, let's make a date to before the holiday that we'll you and I will both.
Yeah,
and then
Rob, you too.
And we'll make.
You have to too, Rob.
You'll be glad you did.
It's like when you drank that Sam Adams beer that was like maple syrup.
All right.
Do you remember how fantastically effed up we got on that?
How are you, Buzz?
I'm fine. I'm feeling good. I'm telling you guys, you have no, listen to me. You have nothing to fear.
Listen to
it. It's alcohol. It's got a little magic in it. Like I said, it's got an oddly familiar feeling to it.
Very good.
How you doing, Charlie? I'd like to get
Charlie in here.
I'd like to get Charlie on the microphone here.
Yeah, he'll be willing. That's what everybody seems to be very willing to take the microphone.
Charlie Broyhill, come on in here. Talk to us for a second.
We now have a link to the guy's website on WJFK.com.
How are you?
Okay, that's great. We got a link on the website to it.
You look.
But how are you, Charlie?
I'm fine so far.
Do you feel it?
Not yet.
Not yet? You don't feel anything?
Give it like 2-3 more minutes. It's very pleasant.
Okay. Is your lovely wife going to partake?
I think so.
Yeah.
Very good.
She'll come.
Charlie.
Hey.
No, he's fine.
He's drunk.
No, I'm not. But that's why she can't come down.
Oh, right. But you just said the S word.
Yes.
And she's sitting upstairs on the dumb button.
But you beat her to it.
That's true.
Right.
Okay. Get out of here. You're not fun like Buzz is. You're not fun, high, drunk, whatever Buzz is.
Yeah, but he is definitely that little comment.
I got to try it. Man, I got to try it.
You'd be glad you did.
Yeah, but I got dinner with my wife tonight.
I know.
She might be pissed at me.
It's only 4:30, though. I'm thinking one shot. Limit yourself to one shot now. You'll be fine by 7:30.
Just one of those things. I just got to run it by her.
You know, you get from
what with my... With my past and all.
Yeah.
Although, you know, booze, listen, last night...
You get
night,
permission to do one, I'll...
Last night, I had a nice big tumbler of rum and Diet Vanilla Coke.
Rum? And,
yeah, well, we were out of vodka.
Right.
And I walked over and gave my wife a kiss, and she said, I was making the drink, and she said, are you putting vodka in with Diet Vanilla Coke? And I said, no, we're out of vodka, it's rum. I said, I just put a little bit in.
How was it?
And I took a sip, and I went over and I kissed her, and I said, mwah, love you. And she said, oh, Jesus, how much rum did you put in there?
Mm.
It was good.
Hi, this is Frida. You can leave a message on myself. Thank you.
I think that is a yes.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Okay.
All right, bring in a couple of glasses.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Just bring in the glasses, and we'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Keep it to a shot or less, I would recommend. It's nice to cruise on.
Gotcha. Now, we got 2.5 hours left in the show, so mm-hmm. the effect should wear off.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the end of the show.
By the end of the show.
You'll be fine.
All right, great. Here's the glass.
Any ice, or are we just taking it dry?
No, I think Buzz had it dry, and Charlie had it right out of the bottle. Joe's joining us as well. Hi,
that,
Joe.
That is a shock to me.
Yeah, follow the logic. 2.5 hours.
Joe.
We should all be fine.
Look who's here.
Hi, Joe. All right, well, fill it up.
And thanks again to who, Buzz? Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob Froiling.
Jacob Froiling.
Of greenferry.org.
Herr Froiling, the booze is here.
Here's the only thing I think, Buzz. I think that if we're all going to take the plunge and join...
Welcome.
...then you should probably have one more with us.
That's probably a good idea.
You're sure you don't want me to coast a little while first?
Yes, well, for sure.
All right.
All right.
That's about a shot.
I'll wait till you guys catch...
Yeah, that's about a shot.
I'll wait till you guys catch up with me.
All right. See, I didn't get a tremendous amount.
That's about like, an ounce and a half.
I've had essentially a shot.
Okay.
Mike, that look right, Don?
See, Mike, yours and mine are exactly...
Hold it up.
See?
The same.
We got the same amount.
That look right?
Yep.
All right.
You find it's similar to Buca, but lighter.
Okay, and right. Joe? Right. Joe's is about 3 times the size of ours.
And highly flammable.
The bottle is already
Rob,
half
are you,
gone.
Rob, are you...
I can't. I'm on the log.
Okay. Rob's on the log.
You're on the log, you dick. What do you mean you're on the log?
Well,
you're
Rob,
on the...
after I drink mine, I'll jump on the log for just a minute.
Very good.
Oh, that means Rob has to write down
yeah,
all the play
the
commercials.
That's true. Right. We have to do that. Is that
all
right, Charlie?
All right, well then, guys, here's the swimming.
With bow-legged women.
Cheers.
Down the hatch.
Nose to nose, your toes is in it. Toes to toes, your nose is in it.
There you go.
And...
Ew.
Oh, come on. It's good, Joe.
Joe, don't say F.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath? A little strong?
Yeah, did you finish yours?
I didn't even take a sip of mine.
Come on, knock it back.
You have to now.
Now you have to.
I didn't even take a sip of mine.
Come on.
My drink is...
I'll just save mine and see how you react to it, Mike.
Come on, Don.
No, I'm going to save mine and see how you react. Because I feel I must maintain
somebody,
some control now.
Unbelievably, son. Joe, knock it back, buddy.
I can't.
Really?
Now, Joe. Joe, what are all of the abusers of tomorrow listening to the show? What are they going to think? You're the role model, Joe.
I know, but...
Come on, Joe.
Joe.
For goodness sakes. Down the hatch.
Oh, hold your nose. Hold your nose and throw it back.
Charlie, how big was your shot? About that big?
No, not that much.
Like, not as big as mine?
No, it wasn't as big as any of the three of yours.
Oh. Well, Don didn't drink his.
Mine. Yeah, I see that.
Mine's still full.
You make me sad.
Why do I make you
sad? No, go ahead. Come on now.
I will after I see what it does to you.
Well, I just did it.
I know, but Buzz said it takes 2 to 3 minutes for, like, your eyes to start bleeding. or for your fingernails to fall out, or whatever it is that happens when that happens. Now, you're not going to get me now if you do your fall down trick. You're not going to get me. But go ahead, because I love
no,
it anyway.
No. You can't do the fall down trick after you spotlight it.
Well, no, go ahead and do it, because I love
can't.
It.
I can't.
Why? I can't! because we're giving away a brand new Jeep. It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
I'm a pro. Look it up.
Look it up.
Book.
You are.
Jesus. I'm out of breath.
So did it knock you on your ass or what? Yes or no?
May I tell you all something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gentlemen, you're looking at a professional.
That's right.
You're not going to probably get the same reaction from me that
That's
you would get
right.
from anybody else.
You know.
However, you, my friend, who are a bit more of a teetotaler than I am.
Yeah.
Teetotaler?
I...
Oh, boy.
How are you doing, Charlie? Step up to the microphone. Charles Broyhill.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Maybe I need more.
I think so, Charlie.
I will not be having any more.
Charlie, have a little more.
I feel good. Well, you know, if Rob was doing it, you would have done it.
No, will you stop it with the if Rob did it, I would
If
have...
Rob was doing it, well, why didn't you do it?
Because I got to run the show.
But you said, you were the one that said, let's all do it.
I know, because I wanted you all to do it. And now you all did it.
We've been tricked.
So...
Now you all did it.
So...
So what?
We... Gay.
So
gay.
Mike, now listen, I'm not going to allow peer pressure
come on,
to make...
Imagine I have a basketball. Come on. You gonna cry? You gonna cry? Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it.
I don't have to take it, Mike.
Come on, Don. Feel creative. I don't have to take it anymore.
I'm plenty creative, fellas.
He is.
Okay, we're going to break. Here's
Hey, can I say something?
Please.
Yeah, I knocked it back. I knocked it back. Charlie, you're on your second one.
Yeah.
Joseph, come on. Joe, go for it.
Smells like something I clean my pores.
One, two, three. Go for it. Come on. Come on. Knock it back. Go. I don't want to be the only one.
There you go.
It right. is It is go. The strongest stuff
now,
I've
know,
ever...
Yeah, now you know that our schedule is going to be hopelessly effed up today. That we're not going to be able to... Charlie, I need to talk to Charlie.
Did you knock it back?
Charlie's throwing up.
Charlie.
Oh, no. I can't have a drunk producer. Charlie?
Oh, no.
Charlie, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
He really was just throwing up into his...
No, I didn't throw up.
What was it? Bile?
I put it back in there because you were asking me a question.
Oh. Here's the thing. We have to give away the dinner on the Mayflower
right.
thing, and we've got to give away the trip. What do we think about Nancy Boy today? Is Nancy Boy a
about
definite?
An hour, yes.
All right. Well, then, and we've got Jeopardy today. Mike?
Yo.
Mike, let me ask you something.
I'm here. Nope. I am here.
We'll just do the Jeopardy when we just do the bit part, I think.
Okay.
What we'll do. That's the decision that I'll make
Very good.
Right now for the show.
All right.
And we're going to have to break and play some commercials now.
Yes, we do.
All right. Hey, how's that?
Whatever floats
how's
your boat.
How's that, private pile?
Whatever floats your boat.
You're giving me those private pile eyes right now. Like, hi, Joker.
Hi,
Joker.
It is, I will tell you this, it is exactly Like a needlepoint, how that guy described it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You just feel zeroed in. It is a very, very interesting feeling. It is not, you know, you don't feel like out of control or anything like that.
How about you, Buzz?
I would agree with Mike.
It's
I feel good. You know, I've got a little buzz on, but I think I can continue to function.
Makes you feel friendly.
Yeah.
Makes you feel real friendly.
Very friendly.
Let's get real, real gone for a change.
All right, we're going to break for a second.
How y'all doing?
We're going to break for a second. And then we'll come back and we'll give away the trips. Then we'll do the Michael Jackson thing. And then we'll have Jim Nance. And then Buzz. Buzz of the news. And then we, I guess we'll have to get a big bus to drive everybody home tonight. Just say we'll get in our cars and go home. But I ain't driving everybody home tonight. I drove Buzz home the last time.
Right.
I ain't driving all you guys home tonight.
Come on.
No, come on.
you'll be able to do the show. You'll be able to do the show without any problem.
You know, that is peer pressure.
I know it's peer pressure, but you kind of said you were going to do it, and it's, you know.
No, I kind of did.
Just, you ought to give it a shot.
I kind of did.
By now?
Yeah.
You know that stuff we used to do before we go on stage, that Sambuca stuff?
Okay, but we weren't doing... We weren't doing a live radio show then. We were doing a stage show then, where we could go out and we could...
What if you called... You did get through to your wife?
Well, it's not even my wife. I mean, I don't need my wife's permission. It's my life, Mike. Don't hit the microphone.
Come on.
Don't hit the microphone. Come on.
I was just walking down the hallway,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like I was on the moon.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dudes.
Well, hey, if you're running the show, you know who could... Your friend could partake.
I have no interest.
Well, I want...
Me too.
Well, it's pussy.
Yeah.
Wait.
So I'm a pussy.
Charlie.
Pussy that knows he's not on the moon.
Charlie. Charlie.
Charlie's wow. So effed up.
What's happened?
Charlie, get on the microphone now. Tell us how you're feeling.
I can't feel my tongue.
That's a fair description.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back, and I guess we'll give away the trips and stuff we have.
Yes, we will.
Okay?
Agreed.
All right, now, see, here's the thing.
What are we doing?
I'm trying to keep some semblance going here.
A show. We're doing
a
show.
You're in some semblance of a show. You're staring at Charlie.
He's faking it.
Charlie's staring at you. And now Charlie has accused Mike of fake being high.
What am I faking? I'm not faking anything, though. I'm not faking...
Okay.
You know, when I was looking at it, I feel different, but nothing...
My toes are numb.
Your toes are numb.
Yeah.
No, mine are.
Yeah.
Your toes are numb?
Oh, yeah.
And Joe, do you still feel like you're walking on the moon, as you said a moment ago?
I feel tired. You're okay. Crazy, man. You're crazy. You guys are... I love you, but...
You know, hold on. Step ahead of you. I've already got the tape out ready to play it.
Hey, be careful with that.
Oh, this will be
fun.
That's
the most powerful trank gun on the market.
All right, we'll play the whole tape from old school, and we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome! What? You just took one in the jugular, man! Whoa! Yes! Is this bad? You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull what out? The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy. I'm so tired.
The Don and Mike Show. Occasional a-holes. Don and Mike.
Are you happy now?
He is. He's delighted, and he's right, and I'm not... I can't fake it.
I start the record, and Mike started doing air guitar right away. Buzz's face is about as red as Santa Claus's suit, and Joe Ardinger really looks like he's walking on the moon right now. All you guys are effed up.
I got to verify what Mike said. Pardon my voice.
Rob's got a little laryngitis.
Joe's eye, one is bigger than the other.
Yeah, Joe. Actually, what's happened is that one of... Excuse me, but everybody's making me laugh. And when Charlie walks in, it makes me laugh.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi. You left me out.
Good.
Yes, what? Charlie is seems to be in control, but he's just... Everybody's...
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hi, Joe.
Everybody's just staggering.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, I'm trying to win the trips from you guys.
Trying to win the trips. Oh, yeah, we're going to get to that.
Well, then.
Stay tuned. Stay listening. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Hi.
See, you'll notice that one of Joe's eyes is actually larger than the other
one. Let me
see,
Joe. Look at me, Joe. No, you're right. Yeah, his left.
Left
is
eye is kind of like more open right
and
now.
Rob,
crazy. Rob,
you're crazy, man.
I like you.
You're crazy, man. I feel tired.
Oh. Rob, I have something for your laryngitis.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah,
hello.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, ask Rob if you can book.
God. Hold on. You can't say the S word.
Sorry,
my decision to or not to has nothing to do with Rob or a detachable penis.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, and cool. To be honest, Don explained his decision to me during the break.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right.
What?
No. I have been making an effort to appear to be fine, and I may not be as fine as I had earlier thought. That was what I was going to say.
Right.
What Don said to me during the break was...
What did I say to you? Do you remember?
Was that you want to just maintain control. You're running the show, and I think it's a good thing that you're doing this. Somebody's got to do it, right. And I support you 1,000% in that.
Well, our listeners don't. They're all calling me a giant pussy. Hello, Don.
Oh, no.
Mike.
I will tell you, just excuse me a second, sir.
Yes.
I will just tell you one thing.
What's that?
That if you do,
yeah,
you're going to have just a whole hell of a lot of fun.
I have a lot of fun every day.
No, I'm telling
totally
you.
Totally straight doing the show.
This man will verify.
I'll verify that.
This doesn't...
but I understand your
this
decision.
Doesn't just float away.
You are the designated broadcaster.
Hello?
This doesn't just float away, right, Buzz?
Right.
Doesn't go
Hello?
Away.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, you're being an occasional a-hole for not joining the team.
Okay, just let me, for anybody that...
Now I want to tell the people that are calling in and saying this,
don't do
this. The more they say this, the more there's... I think there's still... I'm holding out just a little hope that maybe Don's going to knock one of these back. And I think he, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, I know you well enough to know you really do want to.
Oh, God.
And...
I want to more than anything.
I'm holding out hope that that you will, simply because if you do...
Yeah.
You're going to have as much fun as I'm having, and this man hello. Over here is having
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You know, you tricked Mike into drinking, and now you're backing out. You're pissing me off.
Yeah.
I'm just get the back hey, and
let
you
me,
drink it.
Let me just ask.
Let's not get angry.
No.
I don't want hate. I don't want hate
Love.
Right now.
You know what? Let me just
friendship.
Ask, let me just ask any of you guys.
I don't want them, hate right now.
Call in to bust my balls. You ever been arrested for drug possession?
Yeah, I agree. You know
Never?
What? Now
I have.
But I was. I didn't want to.
I have. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I don't necessarily want to be taking something that's a combination of pot, which is what I was, you know, nabbed for, and booze, and be drinking it on the radio. You got a problem with that?
Well, yeah, I got a problem with you tricking Mike into drinking.
He didn't trick me.
Yeah.
I tricked
Mike because Mike is my goddamn puppet.
Free will.
Puppet. Mike, don't drop the F-bomb on
Love,
him.
Love, remember?
Dick.
Love.
What about love?
Hey, I'm sorry.
You can't
Hey,
vote,
buddy,
sir.
What's your name? What's your first name?
I'm Joe.
Joe. Hey, Joe?
Joe.
I am really sorry I said that to you. I'm really sorry. Will you forgive
Hello.
Me?
Don and Mike show. I hung up on him. Hello. God. I'm afraid you dropped the F-bomb again.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, could you just plug that website again that...
Go to WJFK.com.
Oh,
wait, hold on.
Hold on.
No, we've got a link on the website.
Are we okay to do that?
Mike, don't worry about it.
To have a link?
That's why I'm okay. Don't worry about it.
We're okay to have a link?
This is how I know that it's worked on Mike, because Mike is incredibly paranoid right now. Mike, during the break, was saying a lot of stuff to me that was incredibly paranoid.
Yeah, and it lingers is what it does.
Hello,
stays
Don.
Stays with you.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Rob knows.
Hey.
Rob.
Hi.
Right.
Hey, Don, don't worry about it, buddy. I know how it is to be out of the crowd. And Mike.
He says. See, the listeners who are not drinking it, you guys can't keep dropping the F-bomb.
No. I know. I know there's a lot of profanity right now.
Sure is.
God.
Oh, man. It's weird, Buzz, isn't it? It is decidedly different.
Very different.
Don and Mike show.
Decidedly different.
Yeah. Can we get some more of that 4-6 Thanksgiving music we were promised?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What about Don?
What?
I'm here. What is this call?
What about me?
What
I'm
about
right
Don?
Here. I'm right here.
You said the Mike show is all I caught.
No.
I just wanted to tell you, you are an incredible P for this.
Oh, come on.
Call your wife.
Call my wife? I said it as
call a... Your wife and get, call your wife and get her support.
Hey, listen, Dick. Hello. Have you ever been arrested? You know, people love calling and busting my balls about this 5 years...
She won't pick you up?
5 years after the fact. It has nothing to do with if my wife will pick me up or not. It has to do with I want
you know,
to do this or not.
Unfortunately, what's happening right now is these calls now have cemented you. You've dug your feet into the ground, and I thought there was a chance, before we started this segment, I thought there was a chance that you would actually...
never a chance.
Shut up.
What do you mean there's never a chance? Dude, I was arrested twice. What do you mean there's never a chance? I've taken more chances in my life than anybody in this room has taken in the last 15 minutes.
Hi, Cameron.
Hey, Cameron's boy.
Everybody's very interested in this segment.
I've had a lot of requests.
Yeah, a lot of
staff.
People are...
Very
Nobody good. Wants to try.
Right?
I think...
Yes, you.
What, Mike?
No.
What?
No, I don't... Because it's wrong with the callers calling in right now. I just...
That's all right. I don't
I'm
mind.
Dying for you to...
I know you are. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Join the...
And I want to. Understand?
Hey, you know what?
I'll save you some.
Then just go ahead.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Really? And you won't regret it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Do you know what Joe's putting up on the screen now
what?
For calls? L apostrophe M S capital V P O I S D E W F Not, I feel like I'm at the eye doctor reading an eye chart. All it is just him just mumbo jumbo on Mike.
You find that not helpful?
Take a look at the monitor.
Oh, my God.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Wow, that is amazing.
Hey, how you doing? Hello, you're so wasted.
You are so wasted.
Mike says, wow.
No, I'm not. Hello, Don and Mike.
No, I'm really not. I'm fine. I'm very focused. Hey. Pleasant.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I got a great drink for you. I learned it when I went home.
No, listen, we've got a great drink in here today.
It is warm in here, though.
Hello.
Right, I mean, is that that's an accurate assessment of the temperature in here, correct?
Negative. Negative. It's as cool as it always is in here.
It's just out of curiosity, there was a guy, I don't want to be paranoid, but there was a guy that was laughing like, yeah.
He's on the phone right now.
Okay. Hey, don't do that to me.
It's 63 degrees Fahrenheit. It's
Don and Mike. Hello.
You guys are warmer beautiful, than normal. Man.
No, it's normal. My hands really? Are cold.
I love Buzz.
I'm running the show.
I do too. I
at
baby,
the same temperature as always, Mike. I was, hold on, what's going on? What did I miss?
He said he loves Buzz. I said, I do too, baby. But it was the way you said baby.
Right, wrapped, I know. Because you wrapped up.
Okay.
Hello.
Tony Bennett. Yes.
Don and Mike.
Thanks,
hello.
Don, why don't you have a knock one back?
Hello.
Hey,
you won't regret it.
Yeah.
Hey, since everybody's a little festive here, pre-Thanksgiving, I'm wondering, will we get to the Jerry Lewis tapes? I've been dying to hear.
Not today.
Oh.
Not today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, hi. I got to give you some props, I guess you call it, for not indulging. I think there's other callers who have been, you know, busting your chops. They're a buzzkill. I agree with you. Sit back, enjoy, watch Mike and Buzz and all the rest of them have a great time.
I just want to say, and I'm not being, this is not buzzed. I seriously respect Don for whatever reason that he's choosing not to do this. Would I like to see him do it? Yeah.
Sure.
Do I understand his reasons? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what you've been through in the past.
If I could be honest with everybody and you guys, I can't be honest with you, but.
Sure.
This will come as a surprise to some of you longtime listeners. But back in the day, I would come to work high just about every day.
Right.
You would never even have known it.
Yeah.
I would sit out there and smoke a big joint at 5:30 in the morning in the parking lot right before we do the show.
Right.
Mike would do it. I don't work that way anymore.
Right. Yeah, no, and you know, that's fine.
However, you know, at the Christmas party, I want you to bring this bottle.
I'll say,
you know
what? If I get it back. I will tell you it is, well, it's going to be at my house all Thanksgiving weekend, too. It is. I mean, what do you think? I mean, what is your estimation? Because thing that I don't understand about
this is not the world's best support group. I just want to say that this is not the best support group I've ever been to in my life. Because
I'm talking about one legitimate shot of that stuff.
Right. That's
and
all you need.
We are. Correct me if I'm wrong. Buzz and I are still at the same.
We're fine.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice, isn't it?
It's very interesting.
You know what? Does anybody remember what I'm asking you guys? I might have to talk to Rob.
No.
Now, don't do that.
No. Have you seen the movie The Italian Job?
No, I have not.
Have you?
No.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Rob?
That's the one with Wahlberg and the Mini Coopers.
Yeah, you remember what Fine stood for in that movie? It was effed up, insecure.
I don't remember.
N meant something and E meant something. Anyway, F-I-N-E all meant bad things.
I will tell you what my assessment of this is.
Okay.
What is that, sir?
It is quite possibly the best.
It's nice, isn't it?
Quite possibly the best.
Yeah, very pleasant.
Just,
all right.
Calming. And I guess oh, no. I didn't want to be doing this. I didn't want to be spotlighted. I should shut up.
All right.
I should shut up.
You didn't want to be doing what?
No, you know.
What?
I feel good. I feel very good, just like Buzz does. Buzz, why don't you talk some more?
All right.
And Mike?
What's that?
Not that I
the Green Fairy, Don.
Not that I want to make you paranoid.
Yes.
Joining us is an agent from...
Uh-oh.
I'm not exactly sure what the government agency is. What is BATF?
Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
You dick.
Can I get you?
Yeah. You dick. Now he knows.
Mike, all
can't take it with your friends. Hi, Tommy.
Mike is all paranoid that the feds are going to be down here. And
I got reason.
You found out, though, that it's okay to have it.
Right.
It's okay to have
it. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. And it's, you know, it's a radio show.
Right.
You know. Who knows if we really had it, right?
Exactly.
Hi, Tom.
Exactly. Why?
Tom, how you spell absinthe?
Give me another one.
You can't spell absinthe. You need something else.
Spell effed up.
Effed up.
Effed up.
Tom, spell liquor.
Liquor, L-A,
N-G-E-R.
Langer.
Right.
Perfect.
Langer
store.
Right.
I'm ready for Wednesday.
Right now, I think you guys are on a level very close to Tom.
Tommy, how you doing?
Good. I'm ready for Wednesday.
You going to come down for the Mayflower dinner?
Yep.
Mayflower thing?
Yep, I am.
We're doing
dinner on the Mayflower.
Dinner on the Mayflower. Thank you.
Coming down.
That's what it's called.
Yes.
That's what it's called, Buzz.
But you're right, Don. I've never felt closer to Tom.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really think I could leave right now.
Yeah.
I could probably...
Autopilot.
Just a split?
I could probably take a long weekend and leave right now.
And just let me take phone calls for the rest of the show?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and do that?
And talk to Jim Nance.
What's that?
And we have Jim Nance coming up today.
Oh, Jim Nance?
Yeah, it's
boring.
We going to do Pick the Pros today?
Hey, how are you, man? Hell, hey, what do you mean? I've never done alcohol. Jim Nance, my radio buddies, Don and Mike. Never heard of it. I drink milk.
I drink Diet
Coke. Hi, Tommy.
Yeah?
I tell you what.
What?
You take another pop.
No.
Take another pop, and
I will not do that.
And I'll walk.
I will not take another pop,
and I'll take a long weekend, and everybody can enjoy this.
No, I won't be doing that.
Come on.
You're not going to do that.
Trust me. When you do one, you'll know why I'm not doing another.
There it is right there.
One's enough. No. Get an evening. Get an evening. Have a date.
You got an evening. Now, do you think this is going to wear off?
Yeah.
Has to eventually, don't you think?
No, most definitely. I mean, it's already starting to probably wear off a little bit now.
What if I told you that I did drink it?
What do you mean?
I drank it. This is not...
I guarantee you didn't drink it.
How do you know I did?
Because I know what there is one thing that affects you when you consume alcohol, which would be fracturingly...
Michael's...
What's that,
lemonade.
Tom?
What, Tommy?
Michael's Hard Lemonade. Who drinks
that? That used to be Don, Tommy. Mm-hmm.
I drink that, Tom.
But, so I would know that. Even in... because, as Buzz will tell you, while this gives you a little craziness, you're also extremely focused. You know... You're very aware of your circumstances, voices, sounds, colors, everything.
If I go like this with my hand, not at all.
No, there's none of that.
Streaming or lights?
There's none of that.
But it's always entertaining.
Your body temperature goes up, though.
Right.
It gets you warm.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Gets you warm very quickly.
Okay. We're going to break. We did nothing this break.
Hey, let me ask you.
We did nothing. We gave away nothing.
Can I ask you this?
Michael Jackson bit.
I want you to...
What? What, buddy?
What I want you to do is to just do me a favor.
Anything you want, Mike.
When we come back from the break, will you at least, when we come back, entertain the idea of maybe just taking a shot?
I don't think so. I don't think it's not me. It's not my bag, baby.
Okay, baby.
It's not my bag, baby.
Whatever makes you happy.
Right, that makes me happy.
You're happy, I'm
We
happy.
Understand.
But trust me. Part of me inside
is just dying.
I'm dying to
someday.
Just drink half the bottle.
Yeah, but you don't need that. You know what?
Let me tell you. Here's the whole thing with me. This is my whole problem with substances, why I can't do them anymore.
Right.
Because I would get a substance I'd like, and I'd say, man, this is great. It's like a cake.
Hey, but see,
one piece of cake would be great. I got to sit down and eat the whole goddamn cake.
I'm very happy, as Buzz is. That was fine.
Hi, right. Joe. But Mike.
Hey.
Mike, that's why I'm an addict, and you are not.
Well, the thing is, I mean, as Buzz will tell you, though, one of these is...
You're good for the day.
All you need.
Hi, Joe. What do you want, Joe? I got
a
break here.
I just
want
to sit here and listen to the show.
Enjoy, Joe.
All right, we're going to break, and we'll be right back. Joe, take us to break. Go ahead.
Don and Mike show, and we're going to break.
Here's the Don and Mike show. WJFK.com.
I'll leave your mic on, Tom. I mean, Joe.
Slammed all over town. Outer loop of the Beltway.
Traffic lady.
Wilson, inner loop 210, 395. Right. Lane delays. Arlington Boulevard up toward 270 in Silver Springs. That is brought to you by Blockbuster.
Hi, guys.
Your favorite movies guaranteed to be there or they're free, like Lara Croft's Tomb Raider.
Don't
Cradle of Life. Rent it and make it a Blockbuster. Nice details at Vision Stadium stores. Here abruptly down on Mike's show, WJFK.
Joe.
Yeah?
Bye.
See ya.
Community broadcast, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Yeah.
General managers of the Dummy Depot,
hi there.
Don and Mike.
Well, here's how I know you guys are drunk and high.
Ow.
Both Mike and Buzz are sitting there air drumming and air guitaring.
I wasn't doing that. I was laughing at him doing it.
No, you did it first.
Earlier.
I did.
You
did
time
it first.
Oh, yeah, when I did with the other song.
You did. Yeah.
Singing and drumming. Like, whatever.
And, oh, go ahead, Buzz. Bum, bum.
Been on a hello. I don't know.
We're here for you. We're fine. We're here for you.
I mean,
we're going to do a show.
Absolutely.
No, no problem, guys. Called my wife during the break, and she don't care. She said, go ahead. So it's my decision.
Go ahead, pirate.
Up to you.
And I think I'll wait till the Christmas party. I think I'll wait till I'm in a more controlled environment than trying to do a radio show. But the rest of you guys have fun. Knock yourselves out.
No, I agree. I mean, and I'm with you on that.
Now, don't give me the, you give me the J.O. sign. You know, come on.
I just, you know what, really, when we socialize together, Have we ever not had a good time when we've done that together? I mean, really. I mean,
When we get effed up together?
Yeah.
No, we always have a great time.
Somebody asked me, I guess, do you guys socialize together? I say, no, we don't on a regular basis.
Right.
When we have the opportunity, we have just about as good a time as two friends can have.
We cram an awful lot of good times into the good times.
That's another thing that you have to almost control right now, because you do get a little of that. What disturbs me about this is that at a certain point, I'm worried about
coming
back to earth a little bit, because right now people that I like and people that I am into,
well, maybe you'll need another sip then to
get the rest of the show. No, I actually am now moving out of it, and that is just fine with me. I'm lying.
I'm going to start pounding the caffeine to prevent that crash.
Yeah,
you know,
and I agree.
And because that always works so good with booze, Buzz.
I will save you some.
So you can be an awake drunk.
I'll save you some for the Christmas party as soon as we get the bottle back from Infinity Legal.
Mm-hmm.
From who?
The Infinity Legal Department.
Say that again, please.
Infinity Legal.
Who was that actor you were talking about when you had that day?
You mean Jeremy Piven?
Yes, he's fine.
See,
he's fine.
That's the test, isn't it?
That's what?
That's the test, isn't it?
It's fine.
I told you, Rob, we could just go home.
Yeah.
We could just leave right now.
That would not be fair.
If
we ever needed you more, we need you now.
No, it's a great show. No, see, you say that if we ever needed you more, we need you now. Then you do the thing where you go, eh.
No, because it would be, be funny if you weren't here.
You go, eh.
Either it would be fine
if
the way you are.
Right, if I was with you.
Mm.
I would go, ugh.
Come on. Come on.
No. Not my bag.
Come on.
Not my bag.
He's dying too, ladies and gentlemen.
Used to be my bag.
I know this man.
Used to be my bag, baby.
Yeah.
Right, not my bag now. Yeah. But I'm glad it's your bag. I'm glad it's your bag. I'm glad it's Joe's bag.
Is it me now? No, I'm asking.
Charlie's bag and Lisa's bag.
This little spoon that is used for sugar on this particular thing.
Right.
Does it not look like an eye? Is that what it's supposed to
actually?
It does.
No, you're high. We're going to give away something right now. As I'm going to try to run the show here.
We're here to help.
I try every day.
I know you do. You do a good job.
Thanks, Mike.
You do.
Thank you very much.
No, I didn't mean that. It's from my sticker.
Oh, my God. We have people who have qualified to win a trip anywhere in the continental U.S.
Wow. God bless them.
To escape your family after Thanksgiving from TBS Superstation. And let me find the list of people.
You and I are partying during the holidays.
Yeah,
dude.
Good. I look forward to that.
Good.
See, now this is how I know that Mike's effed up, because now you're getting the really friendly Mike.
Yeah.
Which always happens at the beginning of the drunk.
Well, no, and then if I was to keep on going, it might get ugly, but I don't think it's going to get
later
ugly.
Later, we'll
right
fight.
Now.
Here's the deal. If you won a prize this week on the show.
What an exciting idea.
For the TBS.
What an exciting idea.
Don's giving up. Don't give up, Don.
How exciting. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You know what?
I'm a fighter.
Let's be honest.
Okay. Joe's coming in again.
I enjoy... hi, Joe. Hi. How you doing, Joe?
Joe.
I held a baby gorilla. I went down to the wild animal...
No.
Kim, I feel guilty about.
Is that what that was? Because I read it, and I just thought it was funny to read. Is that the Ed McMahon thing? Is that what they were doing?
Right, where Johnny says, you think you're fooling everybody with this?
Right.
Would you want an army cot to lay down on?
No, I mean, it's
don't
not...
say.
That tape. That is a funny tape.
All right, now being as I'm straight,
yeah,
and you guys are
scared straight,
I'll tell you. One of the things that I like about the show,
yes,
other than doing the show,
right,
is the behind-the-scenes stuff that never gets heard.
Uh-huh.
You know, the way that the music is played and the tapes are played and the bits are set up and, you know, all that stuff. So I think for a while, until it wears off,
right.
I'm going to be here. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm still going to be here. I have my microphone open. But, Mike, why don't you pick a winner for the contest.
Very good.
And then you can call the winner up.
Is this for dinner on the Mayflower?
No. No, this is for the round trip airfare.
Oh.
Anywhere in the continental United States to escape your family after Thanksgiving.
Very good.
From TBS.
Dinner on the Mayflower, people are voting on the the website.
They've already voted.
So we haven't announced it, but we have the winner.
We have the winning family.
That's exciting.
I don't know if we're going to announce it today.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe next week?
Perhaps next week.
Very good.
Now we have selected a person at random. We're going to call them now.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike?
Yeah.
Here's the prize sheet.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to ask that you do this. If you want a prize on the show this week, and we call you right now, answer your phone by saying, is there a problem, Mike?
No, I was just reading the copy.
Answer your phone by saying, you have my permission to go on the air.
Okay.
That's all you got to do. Instead of saying hello, answer your phone.
No.
The person on the phone says.
Okay. All right. So when they answer their phone, they say, you have my permission. But that's... Okay, yeah, all right, that makes sense.
You got that?
Yeah, I thought it was like, yeah.
Right.
You have my permission to put me on the air.
Correct. So
that's the winning phrase.
Okay.
And will I be identifying this individual?
No, not yet.
Okay.
And see, then if they don't say that, I'm going to have to delete it out. So here we go.
I understand, Dave.
We're trying the first person right now to win the Thanksgiving reunion. Somebody who's won a prize this show on the this week on the show. I almost said this show on the week, and I'm fine.
It's called a contact high, I think.
No, it can't be a contact high. I've not smoked anything.
No.
Try another number for this guy.
We're doing these completely at random out of the people that have qualified. Really? How are we getting these numbers that you're calling?
You never ask me these questions when you're not high.
I'm really not, though. I mean, I'm feeling actually better.
Yeah,
aren't you too?
Yeah, more sober, pleasant, but sober.
Kind of a drag, really.
Well, you want a little more?
No. That's Friday. It's a weekend.
I know it's Friday. We all know what that means.
Weekend. We all know what that means.
Hey, and don't think that I'm not ready for that, Mike. Hold on a second. Yeah. I've had it all day. Get some ass. Come here. What do you call it again? It's not absinthe.
Absinthe.
Ab, what do you call it, Mike?
Absinthe.
All right, let me try another one of these winners. That person was not at home.
Let's see. Definitely better. Feeling the same way?
Yeah.
A little more in control. A little down, but still very pleasant.
You're down?
Well, you know,
down,
you feel a little, you know, like all that stuff. Incidentally, people...
What?
No, I'm saying when it's over, it's kind of depressing, and I think we're both experiencing that right now, which is kind of a drag.
Well, not depressing, but I am getting the feeling back in my lower lip.
Yeah, I never had any of that. Did you really have that?
Oh yeah.
4826.
No one's home.
No one's home.
No one's home.
All right, let's try another one. Hold on a second.
Permission to put you on the air. Go on the air.
You have my permission to put me on the air.
You have my permission to. Go on to put me on the air.
That's what the people we're calling will have to say.
That's the phrase that pays.
Because they've won a prize this week on the show. Would you put the bottle down? Jesus, I don't even know what number I'm calling. The Don and Mike show, we're on the radio. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Is Steve there?
No, he's not, but he wanted to know if you could call him on his cell phone number.
On his cell phone number?
If I give it to you, he's at work.
Hold on, I've got that. Is it extension 112?
No, I believe that's his work number. He's not at that job. He's at another job.
All right, hold on, honey. Give the number to Robbie, please.
We don't have his cell number yet.
The communication age.
We'll get it.
Hold on.
No.
Yeah.
He's over here. He's in 20 different countries.
Yeah, I can tell it's wearing off.
Right.
Well, why don't you guys reload then?
Not a chance.
Why? Because...
No, I mean, I can't because of the aforementioned reasons you would give.
But if you reload, you'll be coming down by the time the show is over.
No, I mean, now. There you're a conjurer. There you're a
trickster.
Number,
Robbie?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Now, you could be a little more concerned for our welfare.
For what?
For our welfare. Well, I said welfare. Welfare.
Sounded fine to me.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I'm tired. What's wrong, man?
All right, well, this guy better pick up the goddamn phone now.
What is this Nimrod? Honest to God.
With the right there place. There's the drunk mic coming.
Jesus
up.
Christ.
There's my guy.
You know, we're giving away a great prize, and it's like,
well, he's not at this number, but he's at this number.
Hello, this is Steve.
This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. I'd hate to have to delete you out. Do we have your permission to put your voice on the radio?
Yes, sir.
Steve, you are a big, fat loser.
Hey.
We were going to give you airfare, but you were not listening to the show right now.
I called my mother-in-law and I said, hey, I got to go into work because they called me into work this evening. And I heard all the way up until Buzz.
Okay, right. Shut up.
Priorities, Steve.
Here's a guy who says we called him and we may have. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Guy?
This is Guy.
Hi, Guy.
Let me see.
How you doing?
Now, Guy, did we own... Which number did I try? Home number? Okay. Okay. And you're at work now?
I am outside my house. And I heard it on the radio, and I was hoping you guys would...
What are you doing outside your house? It's cold.
Raking leaves.
Oh, you're raking... Well, it was a warm day here in the Washington area.
Yes, it was.
I'd say this guy is a winner, because he called back.
Okay.
Where'd you go, Buzz?
I went to take my pills. I didn't want to distract you.
His pills.
It just gets curiouser and curiouser, doesn't it?
It does. Well, listen, congratulations.
Hey.
Thank you.
This is Guy Reser. He's from Glen Burnie, Maryland. He lives there and listens to the show on Live 105 in Baltimore. Mike, tell Guy what he's won.
Guy?
Yes.
You have won 2 round-trip airline tickets to anywhere in the continental U.S., to escape your family after Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
This Sunday night at 8 p.m. on TBS Superstation.
Awesome. You guys are radio
guys. Wait, hold on a second.
Hold on, he ain't done.
This Sunday night at 8 p.m. on TBS Superstation, in the tradition of National Lampoon's Animal House and Vacation, comes a brand new comedy that gives holiday... This doesn't make any sense.
I read it every day, Mike.
You have won 2 round-trip airline tickets anywhere in the continental U.S. to escape your family after Thanksgiving. This Sunday night at 8 p.m. on TBS Superstation, in the tradition of National Lampoon's Animal House and Vacation, comes a brand new comedy that gives holiday tradition the bird. National Lampoon's Thanksgiving Reunion. Now it makes sense. No need for the after TBS Superstation.
You won airfare anywhere in the continental U.S. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Thank you. Hold on. You guys are radio gods.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Nice price. What's the airline that's doing this?
Absent Airlines.
All right. Do we have an airline? I mean, I'm just surprised that they get airfare anywhere in the...
You're funny.
I
You're effed up.
I'm just...
Did you call for me?
No? Okay. I did not call for you.
Sit down, Charlie. All right. Relax.
What do you
Take
mean?
A load off.
Now, hold on. Who's... Besides me, who's actively in charge of the show today? I mean, Charlie, yeah, take time, tie your shoes. Are we going to get Jim Nance on in the next break?
Ugh. What's wrong with my shoes?
You're tying your shoes in the middle of the show. Are we going to have Jim Nance on after these commercials?
Well, we're supposed to have him on in 5 minutes, but you're late.
Then we'll break now. Oh, okay. Come on. I'm not drunk.
I'm not either.
No.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You're not. What are you then?
I'm a
little buzz.
Yeah, a little buzz. That's
little buzz?
Almost and past tense now.
Buzz?
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, it was fun.
Boy,
it was fun. It was nice.
How you doing, Rob?
It's been a blast, hasn't it?
It was fun, wasn't it?
Very nice.
Not I'm tempted. Who am I tempted?
Sure.
Okay, we'll talk to the hottest woman in network sports.
Mm-hmm. You can talk to him.
No, I want you to talk to him.
Okay.
I want you to have some more medicine and talk.
Radio buddies, on the mic. Rap tight, man.
All right, be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Always messing with my knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dell, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
See, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Taking you on a journey that you could not take on your own. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, hi, Don.
Buzz and I were having a nonverbal conversation through the glass. Mm-hmm. As I looked over at Buzz as he was studying the various items that he's got over there in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering where you were. You walked in like as the record was starting.
I was cleaning my watch. And enjoying a beautiful evening. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful outside. A rare, rare, balmy November evening in Washington, D.C.
That's poetic.
Okay.
God damn it.
Let's see. In case you're just listening, just getting in your car, first, you've broken the cardinal rule.
Yes.
Stay listening.
That's right.
Stay listening.
Because we're desperate.
Because we're desperate. And Buzz got bottles today of the real absinthe.
The real stuff.
The real stuff. And Buzz had some, a couple of glasses. Mike had some. Charlie had some. Joe had some. Lisa had some.
Mm-hmm.
I abstained. Rob abstained. You guys seem to be doing okay. What are you doing with the spoon over
just
there?
Just tapping it. I'm drumming. You know, I'm a drummer, so I just...
And my question now, because I'm curious, with our producer, Charlie, who's also effed up, is...
Not really.
Well, no, none of us really.
No.
At this stage, I think we've, come out of it a little bit. You know.
Who's the most effed up right now? Is Joe the most effed up?
Maybe. I would say Joe, maybe.
He's talking about it more.
Yeah, I think Joe...
But even he's coming back.
How's your wife doing, Charlie?
Joe took the largest amount, I think.
How's your wife doing, Charlie? How's Lisa?
She's doing well. I don't think she was allowed to have any, though.
Oh.
Charlie, where is Jim Nance?
Well, he called during the break.
Ooh.
Right at 5:35 when he was scheduled.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we're only 7 minutes past that, so, 8 minutes past that.
What's his problem?
He's calling back. He was in the middle of a meeting that he walked out of.
Oh.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We'll wait for Nancy then.
He's a busy guy.
Great. Because, Mike, you've still got enough of it surging through your bloodstream that you're going to be... The real Mike with Jim Nance today.
Looking forward to it. Yeah,
absolutely.
We all are.
Absolutely.
If he calls.
Hi, Charlie.
You forgot to say goodbye.
To who?
When you hung
to
up
me.
With Charlie.
You hung up on him.
All right. Goodbye, Charlie.
Thanks.
Let me just say, this is not fair. I've never been in this situation before.
There he is.
Where I'm the guy
Jim Nance is calling now.
Who's not effed up.
All right. Radio buddies.
I'm always the one that's effed up with everybody else talking to me. Hey, Jimmy.
All right, Don.
All right, now.
That's Joe.
Joe?
Oh, it's Jim Nance. I'm drinking absinthe today.
Absinthe.
Joe.
Right. That too.
So you were pretending to be Jim Nance calling on the hotline?
That's right, and I pick the Bulls over the Cardinals.
Wow. See, I feel so responsible.
I do. I feel totally together now after that.
And in the Northeast, I take the Nets.
Oh, my chest feels heavy.
I cannot tell you in my life how many times I've been in the situation where I'm the one that's out of control.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one that's like Robbie that night in New York.
Yes,
you and I both fell down.
Yes,
I remember that.
And I had to have you guys carry. What, Joe?
I better hang up because I'm probably trying to call back.
You're probably trying to call who back?
No, he means Jim is trying
there
to call.
He is.
I know.
Hold on.
Let's enjoin him.
Shall we?
Join him.
God damn.
I walked out of a meeting to call my radio buddies.
My radio buddies, Don and Mike. A very busy meeting getting ready for the NFL today on CBS.
I've been on the other side of this many, many times.
Too many times.
It's weird being on this side. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing there, fellas?
Nancy James joining us from the CBS, the NFL today on CBS. Jim, let me tell you up front. What's been going on today?
Yeah, what is it? What's the story?
All right, Jim, now you're hearing me, Don. I want to tell you something. I'm straight. I'm sober as a judge. My friends, Mike.
Hi, Jim.
Buzz.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Charlie, Lisa, the other people, they've had adult beverages today.
Is that something the FCC actually allows?
Yes. Well, yes, Jim. Funny you ask.
Jim, have you ever heard of this stuff called absinthe?
Haven't heard of it. I practice it.
well,
not abstinence, Jim.
Okay.
Absinthe.
And I know you have a lovely wife, and I sure hope you don't practice abstinence.
Go ahead. Before I hang myself here, let's keep going.
No, Jim, here's the bottom line as we go through this segment.
You're
today.
Familiar with the movie Moulin Rouge?
In Nicole Kidman's?
Yes.
Flick? Yeah.
Yes, it's featured very prominently in that film.
Jim, just know this. I'm not effed up. Everybody else is.
Well, what is the occasion? Is her birthday around there or something?
Well, they sent us this stuff in the mail, and we decided we'd try it.
And Jim, I this is the battle you fight every week on CBS because I know that Boomer Esiason and Deion Sanders and Dan Marino are just wasted every week, and you have to sit there between the three of them.
Sure, he does a marvelous job.
You got to keep the show going. So I feel like you, Jimmy. Now listen, where were you last week? We needed you last week. You were at some meeting. Was that what you were doing?
God, where was I? I was in Bermuda doing a speaking engagement.
Did you go to the Infinity thing?
No.
You did not?
Did not. Was not invited.
You should know that Jim Nance from the NFL on CBS last week was not with us, so we had Buzz make his picks.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry,
and,
Jim.
And once again, you did okay, Jim, 3-2.
That's not good enough, Buzz.
It's been so long since you've been on the show. Jim, I have to ask you. A couple of weeks ago, Dion came on and said that thing that he wanted to be the... What are you doing, Mike?
The head coach of the Atlanta Falcons?
Hold on, Jimmy, just a second.
I'm just playing with the spoon. I was just playing with my spoon over here.
Jim, why don't you say hi to Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I can tell you're just not quite yourself here today.
No, Jim, actually, I'm fine. I'm
hearing a lot of heavy breathing on the phone.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for that. I do feel like the air is coming harder than it normally comes here. But I want to say I really, really, I really enjoy your show.
Thanks, Mike. Now I know you're wasted.
So, Jim, I'm watching a couple of weeks ago, and Dion comes on your show, and he says, I want to be the coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that, I think I can relate to today's players. I don't know crap about coaching a team, but I know about motivating a team. And I know that part of this was just Dion talking, and part of it was for the show. Was he serious at all?
He's still serious about it. Absolutely. He thinks that there are players in other sport who had no coaching experience yet, went to the sidelines in basketball, etc.
Guys!
And had a chance to go do this. Listen, I'm not saying, he's qualified or he's not. I'm just telling you he's serious about it.
Let me just say that I think for this segment, Jim, it would be best if both Mike and Buzz left the room right now.
Now, that is utterly ridiculous.
Because I'm asking Jim when
that is utterly ridiculous. I am interested in the fact that Deion Sanders wants to be coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
You're balancing a spoon on your microphone.
Well, it's the sugar spoon that you put over the absinthe when you pour the cold water.
Jesus, Jim, I never thought I'd say this. I apologize. I apologize for
I apologize for nothing. Nothing at all. It's the way I look at it.
So, Jim?
It's just the way it made me feel.
Are you still there, Jimmy?
I am. I'm just, it takes a long time for Mike to get the sentences out.
Hey, no, I'm doing fine. Look, it was a little experiment on the show. It happened to affect us all a little bit more than we anticipated.
Yeah, but you needed to do that for the good of the show.
It was for the
intent.
The very salient point here, it was for the good
of the show. By the way, I'm going to segue out of this thing for a minute. I don't think I've spoken to you guys since our big CBS at 75 special. Did you happen to catch any of that?
Yeah, Jim, did we riff on that? We noticed you coming
CBS
out.
CBS buddy, Jim Nance.
We noticed you coming out from behind the screen there with the other NFL guys. We talked about that.
You with me?
Yeah, we talked about when you came through. I actually watched that, Jim.
No, we talked about it behind your back.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
we talked about it on the show. Well, Jim, it's because you didn't show up for the show last week.
And you know, when I saw you on the 75th anniversary special, you struck me as being very Anchorman-like. And we've talked about this before, making that transition from sports to the anchor desk.
That's a good night, though, Mike. Here, listen, give him another spoonful of that stuff.
Can rather, cannot
That's
live
a night
forever.
That you want to be highbrow and introspective,
guys,
and have the full scope of the history of CBS And I was there, of course, to lead to the history of CBS Sports. It wasn't a chance for me to get there and do my shtick that I do with you guys.
Now, Mike, you're killing me.
I'm listening to what he has to say.
I had Gomer Pyle out in the audience. I had Tina Louise and Don Wells.
Luminaries, Jim.
Ginger and Marianne.
Right.
I had some Barker beauties. You know, I needed to kind of be, you know, on my best behavior.
Sure, absolutely.
We enjoyed your appearance on the CBS at 75 special.
You know, Dion had a great line there. Boomer just off the cuff happened to see the two girls from Gilligan's Island, and he said, "Hey, I see Ginger and Marianne out there, and I just want to, for whatever reason he wanted to go there." He just said, "I've always been a Marianne guy myself. What about you, Jim?" So I said something about, you know, I can't take you guys anywhere, but I would have to say I was always a Marianne guy myself. Dan piped in with, but you know, I always kind of preferred Ginger. And then Dion said, "Me, I love Mrs. Howell."
Yeah, that was a good one.
She had all the cash.
That's funny. Jim, did you like me picture Dion having sex with Mrs. Howell at that point?
Natalie Schaefer.
God rest her soul.
Here's another great Dion moment from that show, Jim. I'm going to prove that I watched it.
I watched it too.
When Dion said, "Good times. You took me to the good times."
He was so fired up.
Yeah.
He was so fired up when he saw the Jeffersons were in the house. You know, we were on the air till like 7:40 over across town doing a post game show. Jumped in some cars and made our way just as they were starting the show, and they had the opening sequence, the opening montage. You know, we walked in and they were showing the best of there in 5 minutes, and they had the Jeffersons, and Dion said, "Are they going to be here? Is Weezy going to be here?" I said, "She's going to be here."
Nancy, I'm watching your show a couple of weeks ago. I guess 2 weeks ago when Kansas City had the bye week.
Right.
So you have Trent Green on.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys are standing outside. I still hate the outdoor set, but I watch you because I love you guys. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that Dion says is, "Check out the coat my man Trent Green is wearing."
We had the long, full tails, you know, for the suit.
Trent Green has on the suit. Jim and Dan and Boomer have on the standard white guy 3-button blazer.
Right.
And Trent Green has got almost the Matrix.
You know, I don't think you have to get to ethnicities here over a suit that 99.999% of America would wear.
Jim,
I don't think it has anything to do with race.
No, it's the white guy suit.
No, I think that, again, you go to any store, I would say excess of 99.5% of all suits would
Jimmy,
suit
our,
that we wear.
Jimmy, our drunk producer Charlie's just come in.
Okay.
What's going on, Charlie?
Legal says it's okay.
Really?
The bottle's back.
Yeah.
Hey, they brought the bottles back in.
Yeah.
Hey, we check with the legal department.
Check with legal, yeah. Right, we're drunk, too.
All right, well, you guys have another drink, and let me talk to Jimmy about this coat.
Okay.
So
what was he wearing?
Trent Green had on
a coat that went down to his knees, Mike.
Yeah, and
you mentioned the Matrix, a la the Matrix.
And, Jimmy, I don't think it's a racial thing. I think it's a Matrix thing, and I think it's the fact that white guys, and let's face it, we're all tragically white, were the last to react to any fashion trend.
Right.
No, I think you're going way down a path that's just wrong. I mean, I don't think, again, you have to bring any ethnicities or race into this thing. I mean, I'm not apologizing for wearing a suit, and I don't think anybody should.
I think you should wear a suit.
I was just at the premiere of the movie Radio, and Cuba Gooding, who did a heck of a great job in that movie, I mean, he was wearing a suit kind of similar to one I was wearing.
I think
that you're getting into stereotyping, and I just think that's flat wrong.
Well, you know, we're going to stereotype white guys, and I think just white guys aren't stylish. I make that statement right now.
I happen to think that, you know, my suit, I mean, I know it's not asking much, but for it's hard to get a nice suit for $5,000 anymore.
Oh, now listen, Jim. You don't have to throw the money around. But I want to tell you
that. Style, I guess, huh?
Jimmy, here's the deal.
Three-button or two-button, Jim?
You're flat wrong, Jim. Your clothes on TV appear to be coming from the men's warehouse. And Dion...
The last time I saw you guys in person, you were dropping your drawers. Showing me your bad looking white briefs. I mean, come true. Don't talk to me about style.
Oh, my
suits are made by Arnold Brand, who is a high fashion designer out of Toronto. Most of personally those comes down and outfits me.
You know, it's, right,
these
it's
are
pretty
his couture lines. So these are high priced suits. I'm just sorry.
I love it.
Well, your signal at home, obviously.
All right.
This absence at home and sucking it down on Sundays.
All right, your clothes are nice.
I love this guy.
Jim, I'm not effed up. Why are you attacking me? I'm the only guy in the room that
blocks. I'm just making exception to stereotyping, knocking my suit just because, you know, I don't wear a suit that goes down to my knees. I'm telling you, you stand on Madison Avenue today. I did. I stood on a street corner today.
Yes.
And watch, and I'll tell you, come up anytime you want. We'll take a survey, and it's not going to be, the numbers are not going to be matching, you know, whatever the ethnicity breakdown is in this country. It's going to be, again, 99.9% of all
suits
are going to look like.
Nancy,
like,
have you ever thought, Jim?
It doesn't matter.
Nancy, Jim, Nancy. Have you ever thought about going out on a fashion limb and wearing something over the top?
You know, all I can tell you is, you know, I just did a fashion shoot last week for a high fashion magazine.
Wow. What is it? Was it McCall's?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
Is McCall's still in business?
No, I happen to be pretty proud of my fashion.
Very good.
I'm a spokesman / model for the number one golf apparel line in the world.
What is that, Callaway?
Ashworth Golf.
Oh, Ashworth.
Yeah,
which we
make. We make Callaway golf apparel.
Why am I some free stuff?
See, I should have gone home.
I know.
I should have gone home.
I'm having a great time with Jim Nance. I really am.
I'm the only one that watches your goddamn show.
I invite you to go to AshworthInc.com and you'll learn all about it.
Why are you getting so upset?
I'm the only one that watches your goddamn show.
Why are you getting so upset?
Because I comment on the clothes and somehow
I know
it gets turned into a racial thing.
But I know. But
you did. You had to bring
it's,
in.
It's you guys in charge.
With my suit,
fascinated.
And then you have to try to make it sound like I need to apologize for it. You know, just the traditional white guys. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I hate that stuff. He starts talking.
That's right.
He starts talking about fashion. He starts talking about fashion shoots. Now I'm perking up. I'm listening. I'm curious about that. And I'd like to. Was there any swimwear involved in this, Jim?
Let's pick the games.
Now keep in mind.
I'm not even going to go there either.
Okay, no problem.
Keep in mind, we picked the games.
What?
We picked the games for charity.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, you are bailing out on us now, aren't you? You really are down in the dumps.
I have told you for a long time, Jim Nance enjoys this segment probably just about as much as anything he does. And I believe that with all of my soul.
Jim, here is the thing.
He doesn't get this anywhere else.
Yeah.
I'm the only guy in this room that's not effed up right now.
I love it, though. But you know what? When you're drinking this absinthe, it heightens your awareness, and you like people more. That if you like somebody, you like them even more. And I'm feeling that with Jim Nance right now.
I feel that you really are kind of hitting on me right now.
Yeah, rightly so.
But Don, it must be nice to have a little role reversal here today.
Jim, and I've said that myself.
Oh my!
Listen, we're playing for charity.
Yeah.
Jim's charity, the Three Amigos. Yep. You can go to our website, WJFK. Click on dynamite.com. You'll see the link right there. For the year, Jim, being as you've not shown up a couple of times, here is...
I better be in front, because, you know...
You're not.
We're taking Buzz right out of the mix here.
Jim, you are tied with me with 24...
You'll have to show me the document where I gave Buzz my proxy.
You got
to
show up, Jim, or otherwise it's me.
No.
24 correct. Mike has 21 correct. Here are the games.
Where am I? Am I coming in third?
You're three games behind.
Ah, boy.
First game, Carolina at Dallas. Folks, don't think about it twice. Carolina Panthers. Mike.
Dallas Cowboys.
Jimmy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an absolute big time week to get yourself poised for a wonderful holiday shopping spree. I see. I hope the other games that I like are in our sequence here. There are 3 5-star games of the week. I want everybody to listen to me very carefully here. This is one of the best plays of the year. Dallas will win this game.
Excellent.
Yes. You're so wrong.
They'll win it by more than a field goal, if you know what I'm talking about.
Now, Jimmy, I want to tell you something. You're so full of S that when I log on to CBS Sportsline, because I'm in the fantasy league on NFL.com,
yeah,
a lot of times it's got the thing that says, click here for Jim Nance's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You're wrong every week in the stuff you write on the web.
Oh, wow.
What are you talking about?
Wow.
Are you talking about my picks for the games?
No. I'm talking about your analysis. Are you going to write in your analysis on CBS Sports Line you think that Dallas is going to beat Carolina?
It's on there right now. You can go to that website right now. It's under click on Nostradamus.
All right, you got it.
It is, and I will basically say the same thing. No, I think my season record, which is, you know, I'm going to say right now, okay, I'm not proud of it. It's 50-29. So, I mean, that's not wrong all the time.
That's pretty right, good.
But that's, you know, that's what is it? You know, what would that be, Wayne? 50-29.
What would it be if you showed up every week and actually picked the games every week?
4.3% or something.
Is Wayne Newton in the room?
I'm not happy with that. Yeah, it's Wayne Newton.
It's Wayne Campbell.
Wayne Fiddleman, who's my right-hand man.
It's Wayne Huizenga.
It's Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky, the great one. It is the great one.
Wayne Manor. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Here's a dog game. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. I'll take Cleveland. Mike.
I will take Cleveland also.
Jimmy.
I'm still stuck on stately Wayne Manor and Aunt Harriet and Arthur and the butler. Are you Alfred.
Alfred.
Are you a fan of the Batman TV show?
Oh, of course.
Do I love it? Oh, Jim.
See, you guys have a lot in common. I was having that moment of love with Jim Nance here, but yeah. See, I knew he'd be a Batman guy.
How much do you love the Batman TV
show?
Not
that much. I mean, you know, it wasn't a CBS show, so, I mean, I'm pretty loyal to my network and its heritage. So it was an ABC show.
What was Wild Wild West? Was that a CBS show?
That was an NBC show.
NBC show. How about Hogan's Heroes?
CBS.
Hogan's Heroes was...
CBS, Jimmy.
I think it was CBS, but we didn't have, you know, I didn't see Colonel Klink at the special.
Well, you'd have to have a casket up there for that.
No longer with us.
Hey, and Jimmy, about that CBS special, how come Carol Burnett's segment got screwed?
I don't know. She was on right behind us. You know, I gave her a hug as I was walking off the stage after we finished our thing. What happened?
A technical snafu.
There was a big, gigantic, they took out a full-page ad in the Hollywood Variety.
To apologize.
Yeah, to apologize to
right. Oh, no.
Yeah, because you and your guys are up there talking. Meanwhile, Carol Burnett, who's held the network on her shoulders, she got nothing.
She was such a sweet lady.
They had a prepared tape and never made the air.
Really, as we led to the tape on the history of CBS Sports, I'm walking backstage, you know, and there's Carol being escorted to come right out of that piece and continue the segment. I had no idea, so we
didn't
had to way back into the,
into
the ballroom.
You screwed her over.
I mean, Jimmy, must have.
Nancy, Pittsburgh and Cleveland, who do you like?
Harvey Korman and Tim Conway were there.
What do you like, Pittsburgh or Cleveland?
Who's that, the Steelers and the Browns?
Yes, sir.
I like Cleveland here. They've already won the first matchup this year by 20. I'll take Cleveland. Who'd you guys take?
I took Pittsburgh. Mike, who'd you take?
I took
Cleveland. Oh, no, I take it back. I took Cleveland.
Oh, no, you can't change your pick.
No, Don took Cleveland. I took Cleveland. We already did.
Next game, 5-5 versus 5-5, San Francisco at Green Bay. I'll take Green Bay. Mike.
It's San Francisco and Green Bay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Jimmy?
We'll make that a sweep there. 49ers have a 1-1 road game, but I'm tempted because this guy Tim Rattay is pretty good.
Oh, Jim, listen, how can you have a team and have a talent like Jeff Garcia and you're sitting him down
for
Tim freaking Rattay?
Tim Rattay has been in for two games. He's thrown 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. They put 30 points on the board in both games. Both are wins. Now, you want to shoot some holes through that?
Yeah. Here's the holes I'll shoot through that, Jim. Jeff Garcia, been in the league 5 years, Pro Bowl 3 times.
Now he's a great player, but right now, Rattay, you can't say the guy is messing up. He's brought him back from 3-5, 2 straight wins. He's almost flawless. 30 points on the board both games. I mean, give the guy a little credit here.
And, Jim, I'll give him credit, but do you think the reason the 49ers were losing was Jeff Garcia?
I think he was having a very poor season because he's never been 100% this season. I think it was very nice, though, Suzanne Pleshette.
I agree.
Very lovely lady.
She is lovely.
Here's a dog
very
game.
Very lovely lady. I actually told her, I said, you know, when I was in high school, I didn't even go out on dates because I had to stick around and watch your show.
Wow.
And one of my guys, and I'm not sure which one it was, my cast members said, that's just because you couldn't get a date.
Oh, right.
She gave me a hug, and she looked up at whoever was named Boomer.
Right.
And said, honey, let me tell you something. This boy right here had no problem getting a date.
There you go.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Here's a dog game.
And now the rumors are true that the relationship between you and Boomer is forever destroyed.
Oh, please.
How about Jacksonville at the Jets. Upset special, I'll take Jacksonville. Mike.
Jets, all the way.
This is one of my other 5-star picks of the week. I like the Jets to win real big here.
All right, and finally, Jimmy, they're not going to wear the green pants this week, are they? The Jets?
I mean, you know, hey, listen, I leave all the fashion stuff to you, obviously. You know more about, you know, slacks and jackets. Oh, yeah. And,
excuse me.
You know, you can tie it into ethnicities and everything better than anybody I've ever seen.
Excuse me for being the only guy in the room that watches your show. Just because I said you wear the white guy suit.
Hey, I like him.
Actually, our show is doing just fine.
I know you are,
but... Even Mary Tyler Moore, who was there that night, had nice things to say about it.
He's kidding. I believe before this segment's over, every CBS star will be mentioned individually.
And the final game that we're going to pick is the Monday night game.
I'll tell you who was really very attractive is Jane Seymour.
Jimmy, Mike and I have seen Jane Seymour in person. She has a mustache.
She does.
Not kidding
listen,
you.
Listen, of all the mean-spirited things you guys have said, that right. Stops it all.
All right,
I can
Jimmy.
Assure you, I was sitting close enough to her that night. That's a total misrepresentation.
We saw her at CBS Television City in Hollywood.
Hey, look, can I ask you something? Am I enjoying this segment because of the condition I'm in, or is it
Jim's
is it the best yet? I'm sorry.
That's right.
Thank you.
How about Giants at Tampa Bay? No way Tampa Bay loses again. I take Tampa. Mike.
I am going to take the Giants. I think Tampa's in a free fall.
Nancy.
No, this is, now, thankfully you did pick all the games that I like. This is an absolute lock of the year after they basically cut Keyshawn Johnson. Wait till you see the way this team will rally behind that. Tampa will win this game in a breeze.
And Jimmy, for those of us who are in fantasy leagues, smart move or dumb move to dump Keyshawn and pick up Joe Jaravicious?
Well, I mean, first off, that's a rather dumb question, and with all due respect, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Right,
it's
well,
a keeper
then,
league where you could keep Keyshawn for next year, because he's history. Why would you trade him for your mailman? That's a good move.
I'm done throwing you softballs. Forget it.
I mean, Joe Vicious isn't going to help you much.
Why don't you just tell me what it was like meeting Tyne Daly and Sharon Blunt?
I did the Macy's Parade with Tyne Daly a few years ago.
Good. I know you did.
God, I wish I was drunk. I'd tell you off. I really would. Jim Nance's
Happy
show.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you, Jim. Jimmy's show, of course, is the NFL on CBS. Don't miss it. It'll be on this Sunday, and then it's going to be on Thursday on Thanksgiving.
Jim, I've never enjoyed your company more.
We'll talk to you after
that. We'll find out how you really feel about it here.
All right, bye, Nancy.
After a cup of coffee. All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Jim.
Bye.
Bye, Jim.
Dude.
He is a good guy.
Oh, he's a dick.
Wow. That was a stupid question, all due respect.
He was great today, though.
He really was.
I love him mentioning the CBS stars. Cracks me up.
Yeah, funny.
Suzanne Pleshette.
He was great because you are drunk.
Really? It wasn't like a better segment than normal?
No, I think it was a good segment.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was good.
Sorry.
Hey, Don, you got to do the race thing.
I know. Why are you bringing ethnicity into this?
Jesus, I don't know, Jim.
Some white guys have no style.
But he was the first to bring up radio.
Yes, radio, yes.
The retard moving.
Surprise.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
radio.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Owning a radio.
Me. He made it up.
See, radio is that movie about the retard with the goofy toofy.
Right, you should have said no. You know, Jim, all due respect, that movie sucks.
All due respect.
All due respect.
Joe Jaravicious.
All due respect.
Joe Jaravicious is radio.
Pick up your mailman, my radio buddies.
Donna Mike.
What is your lead story today?
As promised earlier in the show, tonight, inside Michael Jackson's secret hideaway.
Cool. Now, don't be so effed up that we
I'm
don't
good.
Get the story on.
I'm good to go.
Bye. And let me mention also to those of you that entered our contest to win dinner on the Mayflower, we're doing that on Monday. We have
so we will pick a winner on. I mean, we'll announce the winner on Monday.
We already have the winner. No more online voting, but we just don't have time for it today. We'll announce the winner Monday, and they'll come down on Wednesday.
Very good.
And that is that. So everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Did you say ponderous?
No, I didn't say a word.
Did anybody say ponderous?
I did.
Ah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was very...
A whole hour to go. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Drink your mead, but in moderation.
No man is called discourteous who goes to bed at an early hour.
Right.
Just ask Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
In case you've just gotten into your automobile, well, everybody's effed up except me and Robbie. And
Buzz and I are pretty much back, too.
I think so. Joe is still crazy.
A little, Joe, yes. Joe had a little bit more than we did.
Charlie's crazy, and Lisa's just started drinking.
Lisa's just starting to get crazy. I think Charlie and Joe would be currently the most crazy of all of them.
Today, we did not play the Jerry Lewis tapes. We had a great Michael Jackson bit that we did not get to. And we also did not give away a key for the car.
Wow.
We also did not give away the dinner on the Mayflower.
Right.
All of that on...
Sorry, you caught me. That was a hell of a yawn.
Was that a burp or a yawn?
That was a gigantic yawn. Wow.
All of that on Monday's episode. We'll get to all the stuff I just said. It's time for Buzz's News and Comment. Buzz brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Vermax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Vermax. 1-888-DRIVE-VMAX.
Maybe still a little bit.
Yeah, maybe
just
you are.
Just lingering, you know.
Yeah,
tiny.
I know. Yeah. You are. And so are you.
But in a good and not debilitating way.
Right. Yeah, right.
And just the fact that I can say debilitating is a good sign.
Debilitating, debilitating, debilitating.
G&D.
Right. You ready?
Totally debilitating. And who's that actor again?
I was born ready.
Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven.
See, there's your proof.
How about Michael Jackson, Buzz?
Michael Jackson, we've now gotten a peek inside his creepy hideaway. And I do mean creepy.
Really? Now listen to this about the secret room.
Video from TV's Extra shows a secret room behind a trap door at Jacko's California mansion. A room in which he entertained the kids who slept over.
Oh, Jesus.
The chamber is so well concealed, police might have even missed it when they scoured his home for 14 hours on Tuesday. They haven't said. The door to the hideaway is behind some clothing at the back of a walk-in closet in Jackson's bedroom suite.
This is like something that Batman would have at Stately Wayne Manor.
Yeah, if Batman liked to touch kids. The tape shows that the door opens to a narrow stairwell lined with rag dolls. It descends into the secret chamber, just 8 feet by 7 feet in size. That little room looks like the bedroom of a twisted child. The bed in the room is adorned with pillowcases featuring Peter Pan and the word Neverland. There's a Mickey Mouse...
Faggot kid toucher, I'm sorry.
Mickey Mouse phone next to the bed, along with a box that's either a radio or some sort of control panel. On the walls, photos of smiling, diapered babies, and none of them are Jackson's offspring.
Now, dig this. It's a hidden room. The cops find it.
We don't know that they did or not. They may have.
There's a bed in there. There's a bed in there.
Yes, according to the videotape that Extra has.
The dimensions of the room are...
7 by 8.
There are pictures on the wall, not pornographic pictures.
No, babies in diapers.
But pictures of babies in diapers.
Not Michael's baby.
And the way that I've heard the room described...
Mm-hmm.
You ever see the movie 1 Hour Photo?
Yeah.
With Robin Williams?
Exactly.
You know when Robin Williams, when they go into his apartment and he's got that wall...
Everything plastered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like what these walls are described as just pictures of
babies. Not framed pictures or anything like that?
With like post-its. You know, the
like,
little...
Like individual photos?
Right, yeah.
Framed, each one framed.
Yeah,
framed. Right.
You know, the things that you put those little sticky things in the wall.
Well, he's saying framed. You're saying not framed. You're saying stuck to the wall. You're saying framed. I'm confused about...
Well, no, no.
Because it paints a different picture. If you're saying the 1 hour photo, then that's a much weirder look.
No, no. Actually, it's the same. It's the same thing. It's weird.
Right.
But Buzz is correct.
They are framed. Little tiny frames.
They are small... 8 by 10, not even 8 by 10s, like 5 by 7s.
5 by 7 little pictures framed.
That are in little, like, cheap people's drug frames.
Right, right.
And he's taken those little push-its and put those into the wall, the push-pins.
Right.
And that's how he's hung them all up. And they are from floor to ceiling with thousands, maybe, of different diapered children.
Now,
wow.
Back to the closet where that secret entrance is. There's a framed picture in that closet of Macaulay Culkin, upon which, apparently, Macaulay's handwriting are scrawled the words, "Don't leave me alone in the house." Extra says the tape was shot 10 years ago. The show will not say who gave them the videotape.
Wow.
Hey, what happened?
So we're going to see this room? on TV's Extra. Like I said, we hope and expect that the police found the room, but we don't know that for a fact because the police haven't said yet.
Ain't. You said ain't.
I started to say haven't and aren't
they
at the same
talking.
Time.
They ain't talking.
They haven't shown it yet.
How weird is that?
If you look at the New York Post, go to newyorkpost.com, the headline is Michael Jackson's secret room.
Right.
Where apparently the cops, like you said, Buzz, maybe if not this time, maybe 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
went in and it's so hidden they couldn't find it.
It's behind the clothing that I mentioned are the, like, uniform jackets, the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band-type jackets that Michael wears.
Right, right.
Those are all lined up. If you push those out of the way, the trap door is behind those.
And then you have, from floor to ceiling, framed pictures of kids in diapers, along with Peter Pan pillowcases and a Mickey Mouse telephone.
Wow. And rag dolls hanging on the walls as you go down the narrow stairwell.
Yeah, I was hoping you would restate the rag doll thing. I thought that
very creepy. And then you could look at the mugshot in the paper. And
then after that, when I'm watching all of this last night unfold on television, they had the celebrities who were standing up for Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Jermaine Jackson, I told you he dropped the F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
LL Cool J.
Really?
He's another guy who's like the last guy I'd expect saying, this is a brother being persecuted, and we're going in, and we don't even know what's going on. Now, listen, this is not a black issue. This is not a white issue. This is an issue of a 45-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Who has pictures,
who at the very least has pictures of babies in diapers in a secret room.
Mm-hmm.
It's effed up.
Here's a caller that wants to correct us. Hello, Don and Mike.
Mr. Don, incidentally, the proper pronunciation of room is room, not room.
What? You're calling to bust my balls about that?
Got a cat.
Listen, there is one pronunciation that's called ass-heil, and that would be...
It's room.
Okay. I had to take the guy off the air.
Yeah.
Because this guy's calling to bust my balls because apparently
yeah,
I said,
I mean, I'm really
room is
off. I don't want he's getting us off topic. Yeah, yeah, right.
Right.
Now, next question.
Hey, what happened there?
Hey, what happened?
Right. I'm not drunk. Why are you busting my balls?
I want to hear more about this. This is fascinating. Really.
We all do. Tell me about the room.
We'll still have to wait about 6 weeks to find out what police have found and what they're willing to talk about.
Are we all in agreement that that mugshot is about the creepiest picture of Michael Jackson that we've ever seen?
Right.
Be
absolutely horrifying.
I like it.
I like it. Thank you, Rob.
There is no other picture.
That's the way it looks.
That you could possibly put out and say, you know, if Michael Jackson.
You know what? Somebody get a copy of the publicity photo that Faye Dunaway did for Mommy Dearest.
You know,
and then take a look at the Michael. It's the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Michael Jackson's publicist said, give us the worst possible picture that would make it apparent that he enjoys fondling children.
What really bothers me is if you go through the purple section of USA Today this morning, that more kids are going to be upset by a picture of a living man than of the Cat in the Hat.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
I mean, that's the most, it's not the most spectacular picture.
I'll see you in the room later, Robbie.
You're really coming along.
In the room.
Can Michael Jackson afford to have one of the best criminal defense attorneys in the business?
Yeah.
Jackson was once the richest entertainer in the world with a net worth of $750 million. Now he's heavily in debt and was counting on this new Greatest Hits album to turn that around. The TV show to promote that album has been canceled.
By CBS.
His latest comeback attempt 2 years ago sold just 2 million copies after costing $30 million to produce. Thriller, for example, sold 40 million copies, but that was before the first child molestation charge. 2 years ago, Michael borrowed $188 million from Sony for living expenses and to record that last album. He still hasn't paid back the loan.
I haven't paid back the loan.
Now he has no recording contract for the first time since he was 10 years
old.
Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I've got right down on the
mic. Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to add one thing. It was not only babies and diapers. The walls were just papered with pictures of young boys, anywhere from 8 to 10 years old. It was all boys. There were no girl children in any of the pictures.
Yeah, I think, you know, that, I'm glad you had that tip in there.
Yeah, and I'm sure that we'd all feel better if we had pictures of 10-year-old girls on his.
No, but, you know, the whole thing.
No, I know.
It narrows the focus, yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, my 10-year-old daughter's got something to say to you.
Hi, I'm Brittany. Hi, I'm
Brittany Camber. I like to say Mike and Don are gay.
Are gay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. There's the father of the year.
The great parenting continues.
Jesus Christ. You don't need a license for it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, tell that asswipe, didn't you ever hear of Red Rum? Red Rum? Red Rum?
Red Rum. Red Rum. Red Rum. And backwards, it's murder.
Hello, Don and Mike.
The Shining.
Hello. Okay, last call. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, what's going on, brothers?
Howdy.
Listen, I was at work the other day, and I was just thinking, now, Michael Jackson's done some collaborative work with R. Kelly on this next CD.
Oh, now, listen, this is what's funny. Mm. The single from the greatest hit CD that has just been released, the single is produced by R. Kelly.
Really?
Exactly, yeah.
That's not a joke. You can't write stuff that funny.
Right.
So check this out. I was at work. I wrote a couple of my own songs. Now, what if he goes and puts some of his old tracks back on there? How about, if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're 8 or 9.
Wow. All right, if you got one more, I'll give you a prize.
Okay, one more. I got this is my all-time favorite right here. You got me jerking, jerking day and night. You got me jerking, jerking day and night.
All right, and here's the best Michael Jackson joke that I've heard thus far today. Have you heard about the trip he's taken?
No.
He's going down to Tampa with the kids.
Wow.
He's going down to Tampa.
Tampa with the kids.
Yeah. You won the WWE SmackDown prize pack, including the, the PlayStation video game, ooh, SmackDown Here Comes the Pain.
Nice.
Autographed photo of your favorite SmackDown wrestler and the SmackDown t-shirt. Watch SmackDown Thursday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on UPN 20. And I know your favorite wrestlers got to be the same as mine.
George Michael.
Yeah, he's fantastic. There he is.
Listen, thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you guys.
Enjoy. That's funny. See, that's a funny call.
Good caller.
Buzz, we got a break. What's coming up next?
More on Michael Jackson, of course.
More on Michael Jackson. Must you call him a moron?
Yes, I must.
He's a kid toucher.
I'm not.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the daytime Emmy Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
You know, AOL is some kind of partner with Infinity, and they're always looking for a plug.
Right.
I was just checking my email.
Uh-huh.
My AOL email, and I'm going to be going to a Toro Fuente cigar event.
Ooh, right.
Tomorrow night at FedEx Field with my friend Gary Pesch.
Right.
And I was noticing on the AOL for broadband, one of the things that they offer is a sneak peek of tonight's George Lopez show.
Oh, very good.
Nice. So Rob and I were clicking on the icon, and even without sound.
Still great. Don't reveal that secret guest.
Very exciting, boys.
It's really good. Remember, George Lopez. Old people love it.
There you go.
Were you able to figure out who the guest was?
No, I was too busy laughing.
I think it's Debbie Reynolds.
Oh, she's very good.
She's hot.
Think it is.
That's great.
My grandfather says she likes younger women.
Mother.
George Lopez.
GL.
And Buzz, hold on a second.
All right.
We're getting all kinds of calls about, I think, the Michael Jackson thing, right? Patricia?
Yes.
Are you calling about Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I saw Extra today.
And
the room that Buzz described was actually two rooms. One was the one they found at the end of his closet, and that's the one that had the shrine to Macaulay Culkin, and it had a whole wall of videotapes. They said most of them were untitled.
Hmm.
And it looked like Silence of the Lambs, where he had all these pictures of kids with no shirts on.
Oh, God.
Could she be describing two rooms in the hallway and the room?
No, this one was at the back of the closet. And there was a detective that was looking at the film, and she said, the first thing I would do would be to find out who these children are, because they weren't famous children. They were just plastered all over the wall.
All right, thank you, Patricia.
Wow.
Hold on now. Here's John. Sorry, Patricia, we're running out of time. John saw Extra today as well. John.
John and Mike, Radio God.
Johnny, we're doing great. What else did you see?
The legal analyst also pointed out, if you zoom in, there is a gun on one of the countertops that looks like a Tech 9 type of gun. She said, you can't tell if it's a toy gun or a real gun, but it certainly didn't have any of those orange plastic accoutrements that they put on now. Mm-hmm. Granted, it was 10 years ago.
Right. All right, gotcha. Thank you,
man. Man, oh man, very disturbing.
Thank you very much. It was his love gun.
Yeah. Oh.
It's my
love gun. Bye.
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 What if it was like a super soaker and he filled it up with white
Number
pee?
Number three.
Oh, oh.
Filled it up with his white
squirt,
pee.
Squirt, squirt, you're dead.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Where we...
Come on.
Where we left Michael was $240 million in debt, but some people will still buy Michael's latest album, including the founder of his fan club, Las Vegas hotel attendant Donna
Green. George Michael.
No, it's not him.
No, it's not him.
Donna Green and her two teenage daughters. They're wearing I Believe in Michael Jackson buttons. Donna saved them from the last child
you
sex
know,
scandal.
I swear to God.
Yeah. People, the culture of celebrity.
You know who really stands up a lot for Michael Jackson?
Who? Right here.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
That sucked, but I don't think we played it all week.
Right.
I love his stammer. I do love his stammer.
Played it on Wednesday.
CBS.
Like
Wednesday?
Yeah.
What's that?
We played it Wednesday.
Oh, bonus.
Oh, you did. Well, you've done it twice a week,
sure.
A couple of times.
Sure.
Okay.
And only 3 days to play it next week. Well, watch out.
Yesterday, Donna and her daughters picketed outside the music video studio where Michael's been working lately. The three of them have been to Neverland 4 times, but she says Michael was never there for those visits. Quoting Donna, not again. They're not doing this to him again.
So what? We both have vaginas. So what?
There have also been support Michael rallies by other people elsewhere, including London, New York, and Hollywood. Quoting another supporter, "We'll never turn our backs on him."
Hold on, Buzz. We're going to get tape. We have from CNN tape of the rallies supporting Michael Jackson.
Okay, I wonder what that's like.
Give me just a second.
Here we go. We got it right here.
These are just
fresh off the presses. Rallies.
We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it. We're here.
There they are.
We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it.
We're here.
That's probably from Ireland.
Yeah, I
think it was.
He was there. And Michael Jackson is a lousy liar, according to an expert on body language. Wendy Friesen says Jacko's a perfect example of how a person's body can give away the... Mike...
I just said the S word. I'm
Mike
sorry.
Spit out his water.
No more absinthe for you.
Man, what are you... Are you drunk?
I've not had any.
I think you snuck some.
No, I had a joke that I wanted to throw in.
Right.
With great urgency.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
I said
S. S-word urgency.
Even Stevie Wonder watched the videotape and could tell the body language.
That he was lying.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. Well, this expert looked at all the interviews in which she says Michael's twitching all over, and that, she says, is a sure sign of fibbing. She also says his eyes go in directions associated with suspicious behavior.
Uh-oh, watch out.
Yeah, I know. Wendy says even Michael's trademark squeal is suspect. She says people's throat muscles tighten when they're hiding something. And she says Michael will always...
There it is.
There's
Michael's trademark squeal.
Can't you tell? She says Michael will always be conflicted anytime he has to decide whether or not to tell the truth. There he is.
Imagine somebody...
My trademark squeal.
Someday if we do the show with...
Bye. You.
We don't have delay.
Right.
If we manage to make it that long.
Right.
I could just say, S.
S, I got a good joke.
That'll be the day.
Oh, squeal. Squeal.
Shut up. It made me giggle.
Michael Jackson.
It made me giggle.
Shut up.
Come on now. Come on.
And here we go. Completion in 5, 4, 3. There you go. And
what?
In sports, from the field to the microphone is the path for former Tampa Bay Buccaneers receiver Keyshawn Johnson. Deactivated by the Bucs on Monday, Johnson's agreed to be an in-studio guest analyst for Fox's weekly NFL pregame show this Sunday.
You think that's a good move?
Sarcastic clapping.
Yeah, I was thinking. You worried me for a second
that way. Finally, what's a 3-day Woody worth?
S-H-I.
Yeah. A jury in Freehold, New Jersey said $3 million in the case of a man who'd had penile surgery. The 3-day excitement wasn't as pleasant as you might expect. In fact, it was painful and inconvenient. The Chicago clinic that performed the surgery thought $3 million in damages was too much. They took it to an appeals court to ask that the penalty be reduced. The judge agreed and cut the $3 million award by one penny. It turns out the man is also now deformed and will be for the rest of his life. No details on that, but do we really want them?
There he is.
poor guy. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No! That's it. Gotta go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. I'll be free to love you, Mark. We'll be back Monday with a new episode, and we will announce the winner of the dinner of the on the Mayflower thing on Monday.
Dinner on the Mayflower next week.
We did not get to that today. Good show. Thank you for listening. See you then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
S, good day to you, sir.
S, good day to you, sir.
Be a dear.
S-H-I.
B-M.
Leaders.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.